much about.
Hey, I didn't see you there. It's me, Fast Ronald, the Kush God, here at my favorite holiday, Fill Any Cup Day at 7-Eleven. I'ma fill this bong and combine my two favorite things, sugar and Kush.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
APB individual in question was last spotted at the 7-Eleven down the street, hanging around the soda machines, making what the kids call suicide.
Suicide?
Oh, yeah, it's just a drink with, like, a bunch of flavors in it. You got Coke, Sprite, Orange, Diet, so Vanilla, Mr. Pibb, if you're real.
And where's the 7-Eleven?
We got Ike.
Drinks.
Milk.
Cheese.
Meat.
Fish.
Bread.
Peas.
We got soup. Nuts. That's why we sing.
7-Eleven's got everything.
And now.
I was down there, and I watched our police and our firemen down in 7-Eleven, down the World Trade Center, right after it came down.
It's time to go to 7-Eleven, isn't it?
Our feature presentation.
How about 5 in? I just went, oh.
Yeah. It's Monday, it's the 11th of July, and that means the date 7-Eleven.
Why are we hating on 7-Eleven?
Dean is so in love with 7-Elevens, well, it doesn't make sense, but that's where
7-11.
All that came from. Mm-hmm. So,
but I feel like it's worth a mention just because our listeners can get the free Slurpee today, and I think that's something people get excited about.
All right.
Free Slurpees.
Right. Sure.
I think it's from 11 to 7 is when they're doing it. So you can't go in now, but starting at 11 o'clock is when you get a free small
Slurpee.
They
should call it 11-7 then, shouldn't they?
And I am not a Slurpee guy at all, by the way. Don't do Slurpees.
Hmm. So this is just strictly for the peeps.
Right, exactly. This, I get nothing out of this.
He gets nothing
right.
out of this.
This is just out of the goodness of my heart. I share this information. I don't care about Slurpees. But I
you
do
are
love
a man
7-11.
Of the people.
How many years ago do you think 7-Eleven was founded? Today is the anniversary.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
7-11.
Tell
How
me.
Many...
I thought we were done by making fun of you, and then we would move on to anything else.
You had to guess.
5 years.
All right. You think 7-Elevens have only been around for 5 years?
Yes.
That's a great guess, Kevin. How about you, Allie?
78.
Ooh, good guess, Chip.
6 years.
89 years. Oh. 89 years 7-Eleven was founded on this date.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Dallas, Texas.
Right. That one in Dallas, that's the best one, too.
Have you been to
like
that one,
mothership.
Bean?
I've, the
OG?
I don't think the first one is still there,
oh.
if I recall correctly,
well, that's sad.
7-Eleven history.
Rest in peace.
Right? Anyway, welcome into another all-new Kevin and Bean Show, this time for a Monday. Allie, how was Las Vegas?
It was real good. Thank you
yeah?
for asking.
A good time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We missed you on Friday.
Oh, thanks, Bean.
Just want you to know. The world has changed since you were last here because we now live in a world that is exclusively and only about Pokemon Go. That is the only thing in the world that exists now. If I understand correctly, Pokemon Go became available in the United States, Australia, and New Zealand just last Thursday, if I'm doing the math correctly.
Yeah.
It already has more users than Twitter. And again, only available in the United States, Australia, and New Zealand. So the rest of the world doesn't even have it yet. The value of Nintendo, the company behind Pokemon Go, has increased 25%. $7 billion since Pokemon Go came out.
Wow.
Wow.
That's impressive.
It's popular, you guys.
All right.
That is my point. It's popular.
So you're saying people like it.
I'm saying people are obsessed with Pokemon Go, and I just keep seeing story after story after story of how it has already fundamentally transformed America. For instance, the O'Fallon, Missouri Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
You probably saw this, Allie.
Oh, yeah.
Issued a report that people were lured to a road looking for Pokemon Go's so that they could be held at gunpoint and robbed.
Yes!
Fantastic.
That's what a thing I'm saying.
Apparently there is a thing called you can add a beacon to a poke stop
mm-hmm.
to lure players.
Sure.
And that apparently is supposed to lure a lot. We need David here for this, really, for to make any sense to anybody.
True.
But apparently that's how you lure a bunch of the characters to a location. And then, of course, the people are trying to capture the characters, so they go to that location. But aha, there's nothing going on there except a guy with a gun who's going to rob you because you're there playing the Pokemon. Then there was a story out of Wyoming that you probably saw of the 19-year-old Shayla Wiggins, who was very excited. She said, "It's virtual reality. I thought it's cool." She started playing on Thursday night, caught about 50 virtual animals as she walked through a parking lot and a gas station there in rural Wyoming. And then on Friday morning, she got up, grabbed her iPhone 6, slipped on a pair of sandals, took a short walk to explore the Big Wind River, which winds behind her home in the town of Riverton. She was trying to get a water Pokemon. The game cautions users to keep aware of their surroundings, but like most players, Wiggins stared intently at her phone as she made her way beneath the Wyoming Highway 789 bridge. She spotted two deer near the water, but still no Pokemon. So she walked down to the rocky riverbank and did not immediately notice a man's body lying face down in the water 6 feet to her left. "I guess I was only paying attention to my phone and where I was walking when she finally realized she was standing near a corpse. She called the police and led them to the scene."
Did she get points for that or no?
I don't think that's part of the game.
Get an extra life or anything?
It's not like Dedimon? She didn't get that one?
Dedimon?
Fremont County Sheriff's Office confirmed it is investigating the man's death. Investigators think it's likely the man drowned at the spot. The water is only 3 feet deep. It appears to be accidental. They think that maybe the body would not have been found if it hadn't been for Pokemon Go, because nobody goes down there.
So Pokemon Go's a hero.
I guess so.
Okay. Unless that now we find out she killed him, in which case, well, not so
to get his Pokemon people in his phone to transfer
I
him.
Don't think there's any suggestion that that's what no. happened here.
Can you text them to yourself from somebody else's
like you
phone?
Could. Yeah, okay. Just airdrop them.
Okay. Anyway, she is thankful that she helped find the body. It could have been there for a long time. So
yeah,
anyway,
we are days away from a Dateline Pokemon special.
I think you're right.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel
for
like
sure.
There's in other words, murder.
Murder, for
yeah,
sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
So apparently if you're not playing Pokemon Go, you're in the minority at this point. Look, I know a lot of things, especially fads, come out and they're very popular very quickly. But these are insane numbers.
Is it true? And I feel like maybe people are lying, because if they're not, then something needs to be done. That there are Pokemon little people that show up on the freeway. So people are actually like playing as they're driving, seeing them on the freeway and like cutting three lanes over to get that Pokemon. Could that be possible?
I haven't heard that.
That's true. I caught one on Friday.
Oh my God.
I was in an Uber though. I was in an Uber.
That's insane.
Were you yelling at the Uber? Get into the right lane, right lane, right lane.
No, it appeared in my Uber. So it was on top of his head and I caught it.
That's crazy.
Dave, have you heard about the people whose houses are showing up as Pokemon gyms, and then they come out and there are people stacked up in their driveway waiting to capture Pokemon characters there?
Not houses, but police stations, church, places like that.
Yeah. Wow. Somebody put a pink Pokemon character in the Westboro Baptist Church, by the way,
sweet,
which I think is hilarious. I can't remember its name, but it's very pink, and its slogan is "Love is Love." So I think somebody in the game is sending a message to Westboro. But all sorts of people are showing up to capture it, so it's pretty funny.
Bean, I say you download it today, and I say you start playing.
Will this burn out, and we will laugh at it in 2 months, or will this continue to be a thing for some time, do you suspect?
Oh, no.
I think it'll be a thing for some time.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Short attention span.
Yeah, but
then again,
that's it. That's all I got.
Good.
But look how long Angry Birds was a thing.
Yeah, and Candy Crush and all those. You're right. Yeah.
I mean, they do have a life. They certainly do at some point.
And the people playing it don't, so that helps. Just kidding, people. That was Kevin.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
For what it's worth, we don't call you the smart one.
Bean makes his guess.
Oh,
on the program today.
That's today. I got to find that, I guess.
Okay, good. Glad you got a heads up. Harvey Levin from TMZ, like we do on Mondays. We have your tickets to Comic-Con today on the program. We're going to talk to Mama Muggs about the Dodgers. Is it All-Star break now?
Yep.
I believe it is, yeah.
She's going to give us a State of the Dodgers address.
I don't know how she's going to rag on the Dodgers. They're doing great.
Oh, she's the most positive fan that we've ever met. She will find a way, though. So that's fun.
I think they're maybe 11 games over 500 or something like that. I mean, they're looking – they're in a great position right now.
Some dude built a Noah's Ark or just an Ark. Maybe it isn't Noah's Ark if his name isn't Noah. And Dave, the King of Mexico, can't turn left.
Wait. What?
Dave, the King of Mexico, the guy that was in the Uber catching, can't turn left.
In his car?
Yes. He'll go all the way around the block the long way so that he can pull right into wherever he's going.
What are you talking about?
I know, right?
Like at an intersection?
Yes.
He won't get in the left-hand turn lane?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I know.
No.
It's impossible to understand that that is what he's saying, but that's what he's saying.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Right?
Disagree.
What's up?
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53.
Hey, it's Monday morning, and it's Ralph Berman. It's time for the Showbiz Beat.
Hey.
Right?
Right.
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 Ralph, did you know the date was 7-11
today? I hadn't heard.
Yeah.
All the kids are talking about it in the other room.
I'm sure they are.
Dave's running around with his phone trying to capture Slurpees. I don't even know what that means. I don't know what's happening anymore in the world. It is Monday morning, so we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Always. Secret Life of Pets did pretty well for itself. For a little animated film, not too shabby. Opened up to $103 million this week.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. There's only three movies to make anymore. An animated thing for kids, a superhero movie, or a horror film. That's all you
got.
Yeah,
true.
That's it. Don't bother. Don't bother making anything else. It's stupid. Don't be stupid. Big stupid heads. Finding Dory, number two at the box office, made another $20.6 million. The Legend of Tarzan, $20.4 million. Mike and David need wedding dates. Debuted to $16 million. The Purge, Election Day. Central Intelligence, Independence Day. The BFG, The Shallows, and Sultan rounding out the top ten. Sultan.
There's a movie named Sultan?
You heard me. Sultan.
And that is...
It's about the Sultan. Ding, 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 ding. He's at the palace.
And
the genie comes out of the bottle.
And then
they go on the magic carpet.
Right. And they go
into the desert.
Right.
And they find the magic oasis.
Apparently
it's an
Indian movie, an Indian romantic sports drama film, it says here.
See?
Well, that's just everything. There's
one of those romantic sports drama comedy musicals.
The film focuses on Sultan Ali Khan, a wrestling champion whose successful career creates a rift in his personal life.
Ding, 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 ding. And then he gets on the magic carpet and he goes to the desert oasis.
Oh, look at this, Ralph. Anushka Sharma is in it, as in Anant Vidhat Sharma.
Oh.
And Mayank Chang is in it.
Oh.
And Randeep Hooda. Kevin, you love Randeep.
Sure
I thought
do.
Randeep retired.
No.
Is he still making movies?
He plays Sultan's coach.
Oh. This guy never retired to play the coach.
Right?
Ding, 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 ding. Sad news. Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry collapsed last night on stage.
Oh, no.
While performing with his band Hollywood Vampires with Alice Cooper and Johnny Depp. They were playing Coney Island in Brooklyn last night. When he started to stagger, made his way off stage, and then promptly collapsed.
Oh.
You're right?
I love him. I hope he's okay.
Why do you love Joe Perry?
Joe Perry? I love Aerosmith. Okay. Are you kidding?
All right.
Is he okay, Ralph?
He's awesome.
He is stable, and Alice Cooper says, with his family and under the best care right now. So, no word on what happened or how he took ill, but... Just hours before he collapsed, he posted a picture of himself on Twitter saying, warming up with Tommy, Hollywood Vampires. And there's a link of the two of them playing together. And then bad things happened. So we'll keep you posted. And did you guys do any competitive eating over the weekend?
Did not.
I usually do. Just with myself.
Right.
Yeah, challenging.
Who wins?
Usually no one.
Oh, I see. You know, the Nathan's famous annual 4th of July hot dog eating contest is now in the history books.
Right.
But last weekend, there was another run. They had the big chicken wing contest, the big Hooters chicken wing contest. And you'll be happy to know that Megatoad was the winner.
All right.
Took the crown with 241 wings in 10 minutes.
Huh.
Oh, that's today. That's today. I'm sorry. Megatoad won last year. Today is the annual Hooters wing event. So... I'm sure it'll be on ESPN. You can look at your local listings. And Kevin, you like this? That yesterday, there was another competitive eating contest. This one, a little healthier than the 4th of July hot dog eating contest. This is for those people who care about their bodies.
You don't enter a competitive eating contest.
Well, you do.
I feel like.
You do if you're Gideon the Truth OG. He was the winner over the weekend at a contest called Kale Yeah.
No.
And it was a competitive kale eating competition. The Truth ate 25 and a half 16-ounce servings of kale and picked up the big prize money. So, Kale Yeah. Right?
I got to tell you. I got to tell you, for a pretty weak competition, that's got a great name.
I knew you'd like the wordplay, because you love the wordplay.
Now, kale is a fish, though, right?
Right.
I'm thinking sure of the right thing. Okay. Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Richie Sambora is 57 years old today. John Henson, comedian, host, 49 years old. Justin Chambers is 46. Lil' Kim.
Right.
Lock them. Who's that? Sounds like Tom Brokaw's announcer.
True.
Lil' Kim. 42 years old today. And Alessia Cara. Singer Alessia Cara. Anyone?
Yes.
She's got a big hit out right now.
Yes, she does. She's good. The one about no party.
She doesn't want to go to a party.
Doesn't want to go to a party, yeah.
Sultan, she's a wrestler.
She's an Olympic coach.
And she's riding the magic carpet.
Looking for Pokemons, right.
Yeah.
She's 20 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:04.
You are not out of time to get your brand new 2016 K-Rock Summer Sticker, by the way. They are free, and they are available wherever you find a SoCal Hot Topic location. Just enter the password on the back of the sticker at krock.com, and you could win 21 Pilots coming to your home to play live and a new car. Talking about a 2016 Honda Civic. Get all the details at krock.com. You guys ready to do some guessing?
Yes, we are.
Bean makes a guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Bean makes a guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean makes us guess.
Yes. Been a while since we played the game. Thanks to our friends over at Ranker.com. That's all they do is lists, so you can imagine it's a site I love very much.
Sure.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome, Walt Disney said during the nationally televised opening of Disneyland. For many families across the country, the highlight of a summer vacation is a trip to the Magic Kingdom. Ranker has asked the public to rank their favorite Disneyland rides. The public has weighed in the tens of thousands to vote for their favorite rides at Disneyland. Everybody get their head together thinking about what they like over at Disneyland?
Allie has started writing a volume of notes.
I was surprised by where some of these ranked, but I thought it might be fun to play here in the room and see what you guys think and see if we can figure out at least what the top 10 is. Ralph historically wins this game. Allie is terrible at this game.
But she writes a lot. She writes down a lot.
And Kevin, as usual, gets the ceremonial first slot. Kevin, the best rides at Disneyland. What say you, sir?
It's a world of laughter, a world of cheer.
And the name of that ride is?
It's a Small World.
I'm sorry, number 16. Number 16 on the list.
You and your singing.
I was excited.
Yeah, you were.
It's the only one I can think of. I'm out.
I'm impressed you came up with one, I will be honest. Ralph Garman.
So many choices. I'm going to go with Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's only number one. It's only the most popular ride.
Good day to you, sir.
At Disneyland.
That's how it works every time. I hate this game.
Pirates at the Caribbean. Ralph Garman is on the board. Allie McKay.
Matterhorn.
The Matterhorn is number four. That's an excellent guess here. Those are Matterhorn bobsleds, they're called. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Matterhorn bobsleds. Okay, that's number four. Well done. Kevin?
The place you buy churros.
Churro cart?
Yes. Space Mountain.
Yes, Kevin. Space Mountain is number six on the list.
Hyperspace Mountain, right?
Yeah,
who's with
right?
Me?
Right.
By the way, Space Mountain was ranked by millennials as their number one ride for that age group. Space Mountain was their number one. That's number six. All right, Ralph Graham?
The Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion is number five on the list. Yeah, well done, you guys. The Haunted Mansion was ranked number one among Southern voters.
I do believe, sir, that that is my favorite locale in the Magic Kingdom itself, you see, sir.
All right, Allie McKay.
A Big Thunder Mountain.
That is number three.
That's Excellent. Pathetic. Yeah. Really?
Big Thunder
really?
Mountain Railroad is number three
Just
on the
roller
list.
Roller coaster, people. Get out more.
Best rides at Disney. All right, so we got Pirates of the Caribbean number one, right? We got Big Thunder number three. We got the Matterhorn Bobsleds at number four. We got the Haunted Mansion was number five, right? What else? Did we do Space Mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got five.
Okay, five. All right. I believe you're up, Kevin.
Those submarines that go under the water.
A submarine that goes under the water?
Yeah.
One of those.
Huh.
Those flying submarines?
Crazy.
Would that be the Finding Nemo submarine voyage?
That's not what he meant.
Yes.
Oh, there is another submarine voyage.
Yes.
Finding Nemo is at 19. The original submarine voyage is at 23. So I'm sorry. Not in the top 10.
There's two of them and they're nowhere close. Well,
there's a lot of rides.
It used to be 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Oh, that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
A lot of rides at Disneyland, by the way. I was very surprised to see.
Yeah, there are, Pete.
Yeah.
No.
It's crazy. Amusement park.
I was surprised to see there are 39 on this list, though. I didn't think there'd be that many.
I have to go with the age-old favorite, the classic, the teacups.
Let me see. The teacups, I want to say, are not in the top 10.
That's a stupid guess.
They are... I had them earlier, but they are further down on the list. I'm sorry with the teacups.
I will also go with another age-old classic, but this time, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Let's see where Mr. Toad. Mr. What? Toad is number 12, Allie.
Just outside the top 10.
Just outside the top 10. I found the teacups are number 14. Disneyland Mad Tea Party teacups are 14. Yeah. All right. I think we got time to go around a couple more times.
The parking lot train. For parking lot C.
People mover?
Yes. Sure.
Is that...
It is not the people mover.
Whatever you're about to say. Is that the Disneyland monorail system?
No, it's not. It's not.
Yes.
It is not.
How do you know what I was thinking?
You're talking about the train that takes you from the parking lot to...
The tram? The
parking
tram?
Yes, that's what he's talking about.
No, the monorail's
what I'm talking about.
No, you are not. That's what I saw.
You are a liar.
You don't see with the side of your head anyway, by the way.
The people mover is 21, Kevin. I'm sorry. The people mover is 21.
Nothing. Good day, sir.
A couple of good ones still on the board here, you guys.
Splash Mountain?
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Splash Mountain is number two, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Really?
Number two. Does that surprise you guys?
It does surprise me.
Me too.
But it is awfully fun.
Yeah?
And you get your picture taken.
It's true.
There's that.
It's true.
You see the teenage girl that came out on Splash Mountain to her parents last week, Ruff?
No.
She held up an I'm gay sign as the photo was being taken
so that they could
see it at the end.
That must have made the family vacation so much less awkward for everyone involved.
All right, Allie McKay.
What is the Star Wars ride called?
The Star Tours?
Yes.
Is that just an informational conversation we're having, or is that your guess?
I feel like that's her guess.
I feel like that's my guess.
It is number nine on the list.
Wow.
Star Tours. Excellent. Mm. All right. You want to end it there, or you want to go around one more time?
Well, Ralph and I are tied.
All right. Let's go around one more time.
Boy.
Kevin?
So why me?
Because you might play spoiler. You might take someone's great guess.
Tom Sawyer's Island that I got kicked off when I was a kid for ripping off a branch. How about that one?
What is that specific on the list?
Is this
if it says that, though, you're going to be really blown away.
I believe you're saying the Pirate's Lair at Tom Sawyer Island, which is number 30 on the list. Number 30.
Okay.
You got kicked off of it?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I climbed a tree and I broke a branch off, and I don't know. I was just an a-hole. I was a little a-hole.
Was, right.
Yeah.
Now you're a big a-hole.
All right, Ralph Graham, your final guess.
Autopia.
Autopia. Is a thing that is number 20 on the list of the best Disneyland rides, according to Ranker.com.
Have we only gotten like half of the top 10 so far?
I think you've done pretty well. We'll run through them all. Allie, get the final guess. This is your chance to win.
The Peter Pan ride.
Peter Pan's Flight is number 11.
Oh!
just
damn you, Peter Pan!
Outside. All right, here's what we had, you guys. It looks like we're gonna. This one's gonna end in a tie. Number 10 was the Disneyland monorail system. Number 10. Number 9 was Star Tours. Number 8, I don't think anyone guessed the Jungle Cruise.
Oh, of course.
Number 7, most popular rides at Disneyland, according to Record.com. Indiana Jones Adventure, yeah. Temple of the Forbidden Eye.
Yeah.
Space Mountain was number 6. Haunted Mansion was number 5. The Matterhorn Bobsleds 4. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad 3. Splash Mountain 2. And Pirates of the Caribbean number 1. So you guys did really, really well. But unfortunately, like so often in soccer, we do end with a tie in this edition of Beat Makes Us Guess.
Beat Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Monday mornings, about this time, we catch up with our good friend Harvey Levin in the newsroom, hard at work at TMZ.com. Hey, Harvey.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Thought about you when you guys broke the story about UFC selling yesterday for $4 billion. I thought, when's Harvey going to cash out? When are we going to hear the last of Harvey Levin? All the hard work and sweat and equity you put into TMZ, when are you going to cash out and be on an island somewhere, Harvey?
You know, it's funny. I was thinking of that, too.
Now, if I understand the math correctly.
I was thinking of it a lot last night, as a matter of fact.
How could you not? I mean, that's what America's all about, is you start a business and you grow it to the point where it makes sense for you to sell it and move on and do something else. And I was thinking about Dana and the Fertitas brothers. I read 2000 and I also read 2001, but whatever it was, they got bought UFC for $2 million about 15 years ago.
Wow.
And just sold it for $4 billion. what a story that is, right?
I talked to Dana last night.
Yeah?
And I was just and I was kind of like getting a debrief on what was going on, and I just kept saying to him over the phone, God, you made a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
I just kept repeating it. I was like a robot.
It's tough to get past that.
Look, Harvey, you know a lot of rich people, but you don't know a lot of people who are worth hundreds of millions of dollars like Dana is now, right?
You know, it's interesting. When I was growing up, when you talked about a millionaire, it was like such a crazy thing.
Right. Couldn't even fathom.
And now, you know, it's all about billionaires that people are talking about.
Yep.
But when you look around, there are a lot of them. Oprah and Mark Cuban and Zuckerberg and Gates and Buffett and, you know, and on and on and on. And all of a sudden, you see the craziness of this world. And I think part of it is when you look at the consolidation of things, that companies are, it's like Pac-Man, that these huge companies are swallowing up all these other companies and paying a fortune to get them. So you've got these individuals who become insanely rich. And then all of a sudden, you know, corporately, you've got like 20 companies owning the world, which is what's going on.
You're absolutely right. I just saw a story last week, and then we'll move on to some of the other things on the site, Harvey. But I saw a story last week about Silicon Valley, about how rich some of these companies and people are in Silicon Valley. And they're talking about now trillionaires becoming a thing.
You know it's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Again, it's just it is just the way of the world that every time we think, oh my God, look at this, there's going to be something bigger.
Right. But after taxes.
Right? No, they haven't, Kevin.
After taxes, they'll be lucky to clear like $20 billion.
You barely eat.
Well, we're very, very happy for Dana, as I'm sure you were too, Harvey, because you know how hard he's worked.
I was so happy with Dana that.
You're next, Harvey. Look, all you have to do is let it leak that you're ready to sell, and somebody will swoop in. Come on.
That just happened.
Wow. That was a strange noise you just made.
All right, let's move on. Your favorite family, their Kardashians, are back in the news at TMZ.com. Is it finally the end for Lamar and Khloe, Harvey?
It is. She's not only filed for divorce, but she's kicked him out of the house. What happened was, apparently, either friends or family went to this house that she was renting from. She was renting a house a block from her for him for $25,000 a month. And she did it so she could help him go to rehab, go to therapist and whatnot. So friends or family came into the house and they found a crack pipe. And that's all she wrote.
And that's it? What, is she uptight?
Oh, my God.
No. I'm totally kidding. So the Kardashians are...
Oh, my God.
The Kardashians are held up as this, you know, they're famous just for being famous and whatnot. Khloe is has gone way further than most people would in this particular case.
She's the good one.
She's the good one.
Yeah.
I mean,
look what she's done for him.
Florence Nightingale.
Yes.
Florence Nightingale. Look it up.
a little history lesson with Harvey.
Not for you. Not for you guys.
but for me. No, but I mean, she was renting a house for $25,000 a month. I mean, that's...
For him.
For him.
And you know, and my understanding is Lamar still has a lot of money. And so she was just extending herself, trying to help him, putting her life on hold, withdrawing the divorce. And you know, and then... On the other hand, you can't look at it and say Lamar Odom is a bad guy for what he did. Lamar Odom has a huge problem.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's saying, oh, I want to do this to Chloe. I don't think he does at all. I think he loves Chloe.
He's an addict.
He's an addict.
He's an addict.
And it's really sad.
Now, when you get him around town, Harvey, how's he seem to you? Does
we
he
don't
seem
get
like...
him that much.
Oh, no.
But I got to tell you, when we do, it is weird to me because, you know, you see the signs of everything that goes on, and then you see him one day, and he seems fine. And it's weird, you know, where it's just this kind of up-and-down thing where there have been times we've got him out where he seemed absolutely fine. You would never have a hint of it.
Right.
Never.
Well, as we know from so many stories that have tragic endings, it only takes one bad bender,
right,
though, to end all that. And
that's right,
you know, what happened to him. All right, that's real quick before you go, only because I love it when bad things happen to bad people. Chris Brown's in trouble again, and I couldn't be more pleased.
Well, he got kicked out of Dre's nightclub for his residency because he had gone on this rant saying that they were racist because he had a lot of problems there. I mean, there were issues about parties that he was having in the hotel, and
he has issues everywhere he goes because
everywhere.
It's him.
He is an incredibly talented guy who is his own worst enemy.
Yep.
And he now blames it, of course, on other people, says it's not him, that Dre's is racist. And they just said, you know what, we are sick of the bad publicity we get having you around, so you're gone.
Yep. At some point, you're too much trouble, it's just not worth it.
That's right. That's right.
I love it.
And you know, you can be talented, but at a point, people are going to say, it's just not worth it.
Yep, right. Hey, if you want to take the TMZ tour, and you should, it's a lot of fun. Get your tickets through TMZ.com. Don't forget TMZ Sports. There's Monday through Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. And on Channel 11, don't forget, you can watch the original TMZ throughout the day and TMZ Live at 4 p.m.
And don't forget, TMZ is soon to be owned by WME and IMG.
Right? Why not? Harvey is cashing out. Have a great week, sir. Thanks for coming on.
I've been thinking too much. Help me.
Hi.
Yes. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 25 minutes till 7.
Thanks so much for tuning in here on a Monday morning. Have you guys been to Kentucky?
Yes.
I have, yes.
Wow, all of us have been to Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Now all of us have to go back because of the Ark.
Hmm. Hard pass.
Yeah. The Ark Encounter attraction has finally opened. We've been hearing about this thing for years. There was a lot of controversy about it for two reasons. One is how it was going to be paid for. And apparently the state of Kentucky went head over heels, bent over backwards to give tax incentives so that they could build this thing because they know it is going to be a huge tourist attraction, bring a lot of people to the state of Kentucky. It is a recreation of Noah's Ark from the Bible. It's the story of the flood. And this man who built it, Ken Ham is his name, runs an organization called Answers in Genesis, says, I believe this is going to be one of the greatest Christian outreaches of this era in history. So I mentioned the taxes were one controversy about it. The other is how historically accurate it is. And we thought we might get Mr. Ham himself on the phone to talk about this a little bit here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock from the Ark Encounter attraction in Northern Kentucky. Hi, Mr. Ham. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, congratulations on, I know you've worked very hard for a number of years to get this thing open. It must be very exciting to have it open for the public now.
Praise Jesus. I ain't felt like this since Kim Davis came out on stage with Eye of the Tiger.
That's right. She sure did, but she wouldn't give people those wedding licenses.
Kentucky rules!
So Ken, a lot of people are suggesting that scientifically, maybe the Ark is not up to snuff. For instance, you believe, as many do who read the Bible, that the people on Earth are only 6,000 years old.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, but...
Was that a question or look confirmation?
I thought you might say more about that, but...
6,000 years!
Right. It's pretty evident from fossils that are readily available.
Oh, here we go.
Well, there's science.
There is science.
Oh, here we go.
That people go back millions of years.
My rock tells me something's different than God tells me. Well, you can listen to your rock. I'll listen to the Lord.
Right, but people existed millions of years ago, and there's proof of it.
Oh, is there? Were you there?
Well, no, I wasn't there, but...
Okay, then.
Okay.
And listen, this arc is 100% absolutely accurate how it actually did happen in them times of the Biblicals.
Okay.
Okay.
Well said.
Thank you.
How big is the ark? I understand you got the dimensions from the Bible as well.
It is 510 feet long.
Wow. It's a big boat.
Yes, it is big. And it is, I don't know how many cubits that is, but that's how Noah measured initially when, of course, he was given the commandment to build the ark by the Lord. And so I don't know what the translation is into cubits, but it's actually exactly the same size that the real ark was when this all actually happened back in the zero times.
So what do we find? What do we find when we go inside? We see
first,
replicas.
You gotta give me $40.
It is $40 to tour this.
$40. Well, yeah, because it's an actual exact replica of the real ark that really happened because it is real.
Right. A lot of people dispute that, but there are some who do believe it.
Well,
yes.
They're Satan.
I'm not sure they're Satan.
And this is for reals, and it happened. And people need to come see the truth about how things really are and stop talking so much about rocks and Bill Nye.
All right, so we give you $40, and then we walk inside, and what do we see?
You see animals.
Uh-huh.
I understand you see dinosaurs. What?
Yeah, of course you do. How did the dinosaurs exist with the big flood if Jesus didn't say, "Hey Noah, pack them all up and put them in the ark with you"?
Well, a lot of people think that they died out about 65 million years prior to man.
I don't think people think that, lady.
People absolutely think that because that's what happened.
Well, maybe Satan people believe that, but the real people who know the truth know. First of all, Lord said to Noah, "Build unto me a ark of X number of cubits,
right.
Using only the finest woods and upholstered with rich Corinthian leather."
Does it say that?
I don't think the rich Corinthian. I think that's something else.
It's weird.
And then Lord saith unto Noah, "Gather ye up two of each kind, a man and a woman kind of each animal,
right?
A penis and a vagina."
Right, we got it.
So that they may also go forth and be fruitful.
Right.
And not fruity. So there's not two guy llamas together.
Okay, but God invented all of us, though, right?
Well, he did invent us, yes.
Create. Maybe create would have been a better word. But.
Workbench. And so Lord saith unto Noah, put them all in the boat and get the hell out of there.
Okay.
So we got all the animals.
How many animals do you have?
We got two of every kind of animal.
Okay.
So that's well over a dozen animals.
Okay.
We got,
there should be thousands of animals if you got two of every kind.
We got this. Look.
Wow.
That's a Tyrannosaurus Rex right
okay.
there.
But people
and
didn't
his
exist.
Wife, Tyrannosaurus Lisa.
I don't.
So both of them are there.
Okay.
All the dinosaurs are there. We have all the creatures that the Lord saith unto Noah, pack them up and move them out.
Thank you.
Hello. The
Wait.
Three Stooges were there.
What?
That doesn't. I don't.
That is 100% accurate.
I don't think that's accurate.
Lord saith unto Noah.
Chapter and verse, sir.
It is Genesis chapter 7, page 11.
Okay.
Page 11.
He said, "Gather unto thee a Curly, a Moe, and a Larry."
Huh. I'm not positive.
But
that's...
leave us behind the Shemp because
I didn't realize that.
It's not nearly as funny.
Okay.
Yeah, no one likes Shemp.
Godzilla?
Godzilla. What?
We also have Godzilla's on the ark because that also the Lord saith unto Noah.
Wow.
Said, look out, the Godzilla. So get him, get Rodan, get Mothra, get King Kong.
No
get
idea.
All the creatures because there's rains are coming and
apparently
everybody's
so.
Going who ain't on the boat is going to be in big trouble.
I'm sorry.
And get Chewbacca, too. We got Chewbacca for the kids.
for the kids.
Oh, praise Jesus.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:51.
Ralph is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Monday. What's going on?
It is a Monday, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office, starting with another animated juggernaut. Everybody thought, oh, Finding Dory, that's going to be the animated movie of the season. Everyone's talking about that one. Oh, isn't that a success? Blah, 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 blah. Secret Life of Pets comes along. Boom! Drops a hundy on top of Dory's head. $103.2 million in its opening weekend.
Wow.
You know what pets do when you're not around? They make money!
Not a lot of it.
Finding Dory was second with a paltry $20.6 million. Whatever, Dory. You tell your story walking. Beat it, Dory. Everyone hates you now.
I don't feel like
everyone hates Dory.
I don't think that's true.
Old news. Dory's old news. Throw her out like yesterday's newspaper. Legend of Tarzan was third with $20.4 million. Then Mike and David Need Wedding Dates. That debuted to $16.6 million.
I saw that.
I would think you would, Kevin.
Our friend Kumail Nanjiani is in it.
He is, yeah.
He's a masseuse. Mm-hmm. And the woman's laying on the table, and he says, do you mind if I use oil? And she says, no. So he undresses entirely and puts oil all over his own body and hangs in a swing and is doing all kinds of ridiculous. Wow. Just, I was like, this is too much, Kumail. This is not. I don't need
this. Is
that
so?
Yes.
Kind of into it.
He's
got a nice,
whether you like the show
he's
or not.
Got a nice butt.
Gotten to get no read.
I love the movie.
Website. You loved
I love,
it.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah. It's just exactly what you expect, except for a little too much Kumail.
The Purge, Election Day was fifth. Central Intelligence, see that again this weekend, Kevin?
I did not know.
You're packing another screen of Central Intelligence?
I did not know.
Oh, I'm surprised. Independence Day, Resurgence, The BFG, The Shallows, and Sultan. Ding, 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 ding. Came in at number 10.
This Spielberg movie is vanishing from theaters, isn't it, Ralph?
It is not successful.
Wow.
Joe Perry, of Aerosmith fame, collapsed on stage last night in Brooklyn, New York, where he was performing with the Hollywood Vampires, his side band with Alice Cooper and Johnny Depp and others, playing at the Ford Amphitheater in Coney Island. He was playing around 9:30, started to look a little wobbly, had to sit on a chair on stage. Then he walked off stage. He managed to stumble off stage. That's when he collapsed, going into cardiac arrest.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a heart attack.
Oh.
EMTs and firemen rushed backstage. He was taken to Coney Island Hospital, where as of last night, he was still in critical but stable condition. And then Alice and Johnny finished the concert because the show must go on. But sad, shocking news that Joe Perry is not well. But he is, according to Cooper, Alice Cooper said he's under the best of care and he's stable, so everybody's wishing him the best.
Allie, why do you love Joe Perry so much? Is it because the band is from Boston?
I swam once with him in the ocean when I was in elementary school.
Sake.
Same.
Down in Marshfield on the Cape. It was a good time.
And say, hey, aren't you Bowser?
Then, that was Jeff Goldblum.
Steve Snisnick came along.
That's Steve Kazee. I didn't know him then.
Got to be honest, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see the whole I swam with him in the ocean story
coming.
Well,
you know, if you swim with someone in the ocean, you must live their band. You must love their band forever.
It's a weird reason to like somebody.
Oh, it's the only reason.
Come on, Aerosmith, though.
Right.
Love.
Right?
Yeah.
Aerosmith is good, yeah. But that's not the reason you gave.
Well, no. It's
swam
a child
in the ocean.
Finding out that this big rock star is super nice and just wants to swim with people. That's it's nice.
You're like Flipper.
It's a lot like Flipper.
Yeah. Hey, I have some news to share with our friends in Belarus. We're still on in Belarus, aren't we? Are we there?
I'm not positive
we have a Belarus affiliate.
Ever.
I'm not sure.
I don't think we've ever been.
We're on K-Bell.
There. We are?
Yes.
Oh, I was not aware.
K-Bell.
Okay.
You're listening to K-Bell, Belarus. Alternative first. Get this weak stuff out of here.
I think that's their tagline for the station. There's a DJ from Belarus we always listen to.
Get this weak stuff out of
here. Yeah, there he is. He's their morning man there.
Now hiring both locations.
Both locations. If you're in Belarus and you hear that the big American rock band is coming through your airport and you want to get all your memorabilia signed and you show up, believe them when they tell you they're not who you think they are.
Okay.
Red Hot Chili Peppers were going through the airport in Belarus when custom agents there stopped them and proceeded to produce a ton of Metallica merchandise for them to autograph.
please for it to be signing Metallica albums. Flea said on Instagram, we tried to explain to them that we weren't Metallica, but they insisted that we sign anyway.
That's awesome.
They had the power. They were the custom agents in Belarus, so what are you going to do?
Did the Red Hot Chili Peppers sign it as Metallica?
I'm pretty sure that's what they're saying.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah. So they signed all the Metallica stuff at the airport and then made their way on. So not every American rock band is Metallica. I'm just trying to tell everyone down there in Belarus. Belarus, where is that? What part of the world is that, Bean?
That's an Eastern European.
Eastern European, right? Yeah.
Get this week's talk out of here.
I was trying to picture in my mind physically where it is.
Yeah, I think it's next to Poland.
Is it a Polish thing? Yeah.
I think it's one of those.
Yeah. Kevin, you want to chime in?
It's by Russia.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Is it?
Everything's by Russia.
It's either Russia or Brazil.
It's near there.
It's just south of Lithuania.
Right.
Is it?
East of Poland.
Right. East of Poland, south of Lithuania. You make a left at Lithuania?
Yes.
And then, okay.
Is it near Russia?
It is.
Loosely?
Yeah. I mean, okay. It's in the same hemisphere.
Okay, good.
If that's what you're asking.
I'll take it. I'll take that as a win.
Congratulations to Alanis Morissette. She gave birth to her second child last week, a daughter named Onyx.
I'm sorry?
Onyx. It's got a ballsy name.
Like the stone?
Like the stone. O-N-Y-X. Onyx. Onyx Solis Morissette Treadway.
Solis?
Solis.
Solis. Solis.
Oh, okay, good.
Not Solis. Solis. Like Quantum of.
Okay.
Right. Solis. Onyx Solis Morissette Treadway. That's a lot going on there in
wow.
the name.
Yeah. Too so, much. Some would say too much.
So, congratulations, Onyx, to being in the world. Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston. Still going strong. They said it wouldn't last, but here they are. Look at them. 2 months now. They were seen down in Australia. They popped down under for Tom Hiddleston to shoot some work on scenes for Thor 3. So far they have been to Nashville together, Rome, England, Rhode Island, Los Angeles, and now Australia since they began dating 6 weeks ago. So they wow. just don't not want to be in a room talking to each other. They do not want to have a
keep
conversation.
Moving, keep
just, let's see more things, because I don't want to talk to you. More tourist sites.
That is an unusual way to kick off a new relationship, is with just nonstop traveling.
It would be, unless you're trying to publicize your faux video that you're making. Right, Allie?
You're right, Ralph.
False positive.
False
boom.
Positive.
Boom.
It's Allie's conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that's a long way to go. I would
I'm on board.
Thank okay. you, Ralph.
Because I cannot bear it to be true.
Yeah.
So if I believe in Allie, then I can pretend the whole thing's an illusion.
I like it.
Ralph, I spent some time with your little friend Tom Hiddleston over the weekend. I got the Lost Highway movie on demand. He starred as Hank Williams in that film that came out a few
I saw
months
the
ago.
Light, you mean?
Oh, that's what it's called. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Lost Highway, the David Lynch film?
With no, Robert Lost Blake? Highway is another Hank Williams
I
song.
I think you're confused. Yes. I was the director of Lost Highway, and it wasn't about Hank Williams at all.
Different Hank Williams song. I
Thanks,
saw the light.
Dave, yes, for coming
that's
by. Dave,
that's what I saw. It's not a great movie.
David Lynch just hangs around.
He does. It's
so strange. Cool. Yeah.
Not a great movie, but man, is he a great actor.
He is a great actor. He used to be. Now he's all poisoned. He's got that
questionable taste in women.
But he can still act, though.
Taintler Swift. Right? He's got Taintler Swift all over him, right?
Yes, he does.
Tainted.
You do not want that.
Nope. Today's celebrity birthdays. Richie Sambora is 57 years old today. Did you ever go swimming with him?
I did not.
No?
No, unfortunately.
John Henson, you know him from, of course, The Soup, and then he went on to do, what was the thing with the big balls?
Wipeout.
Wipeout, yeah. He was one of the hosts of Wipeout. Big balls. Big balls. Big balls.
They did say that about 700 times an episode.
They bring up those big balls a lot.
Yep.
Justin Chambers is 46 years old. Rapper Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim. 42 years old today. And singer Alessia Cara is 20 years old today. Did we find out what that song is?
I think it's called Home.
Home.
Yeah, great song.
Big song. Song of the summer. It's my guess. Home. It's such an upbeat song.
Yes,
that's
it is.
An upbeat song.
You have no idea.
That makes you want to get out there with your surfboard and your Huarache sandals and your baggies.
and get out there and hit the surf.
It's called here.
It's called here.
Not home.
It's called here.
Here.
Yeah. It's called
but
here,
it's about,
but it means that.
And Wild Things rips, too.
It's
called check that one out.
The Lost Highway to Home. That's what it's called.
Featuring David Lynch.
No, that was a movie I directed.
He's back.
I've never made a song called Here or Home. Thank you. It's currently 72 degrees in Los Angeles.
Oh. Thanks, David. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So, David King of Mexico, our producer, is in studio with us right now.
Yes, I am. Hi,
it's how did it come up, what we found out about Dave last week?
I don't remember. Who was in the studio?
I do. Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo was in the studio.
And he was
studio.
Talking about Trejo's Tacos. And
right.
I explained to him that.
Can I just pick it up from here, please?
Well, are you going to do it right?
Yes.
Or are you just.
So, good. Danny Trejo, our guest, mm-hmm. has a restaurant, a taco restaurant.
Sure.
And he says, you should come by and visit any time. The tacos are on me. And Dave says, he's in the studio now. This is in between interviews. Dave says, oh, I don't like to go places that aren't on my way home.
Oh,
he says that to Danny Trejo.
Well, listen.
Because
that's,
it's five blocks
exactly
that
true.
Way
right.
instead of on the way home.
Sure.
That's
sure.
not exactly true. What was wrong about that? What did I say that was incorrect?
He asked if we have been, and I said no because it's not on my way home. That's
you
why.
Only eat at things on the way home.
No. I mean, look, if I plan to go, but. You know, I'm not going to stop by just because it's the other way around. But you know.
Okay, wow. Just first things first. Don't tell the guy that owns a restaurant that. You could keep that information in.
Yeah.
You don't have to actually
he
share
was
that.
Good with it.
And then how did it come up that you wouldn't turn left?
Well, because then I explained, because he was perplexed by it. So I explained that, you know, for me, I have this weird little quirk where, you know, my driving If there's something that's out of the way, I just will avoid it.
And by out of the way, he means on the left side of the road.
No. Kevin misunderstood that. What I meant was...
Did I?
Yes. Because
huh.
I was the example I gave was that if there is a gas station on the left, but there's a gas station further up on the right, I will go to the right-hand side one because it's just easier for me.
Did you or did you not say if you're going to a restaurant and there's a left turn lane, you plan ahead, a left turn into it.
Yes.
You plan ahead so that you can make rights all the way around it so that then
that is
you
true.
Can
that
turn
is true.
Right
yes.
into
I,
the parking lot.
If there's somewhere I'm going, I'll find a way to make a right-hand turn into the restaurant or place that I'm
what?
The destination.
What?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's just more efficient that way.
It's not more
it's
efficient
not.
Because
actually,
you're going
it's
out of your
way
more
to
make
efficient.
Rights.
The UPS
Define
driver
efficient.
UPS drivers use the same tactic.
Are you a UPS driver?
I am not. But it is more efficient. And
how is it more efficient? I'm baffled by that.
It does. It just is.
You're adding three turns to a regular turn.
No, I'm not, because I know exactly where I'm going. And listen, I'm not saying
we're not
questioning whether you know how to get there.
I'm questioning if he knows what efficient means.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, it totally is.
Because
that way, say you're going to make a left-hand turn into this restaurant, you don't have to be that dick who's holding up traffic. You're waiting for all this traffic to pass by.
Oh, so when, if you drive by and you see a bunch of traffic, that's when you go the other way.
Well, I just avoid all that.
Oh,
entirely.
You do that without even knowing
without,
if there's traffic.
Without entirely, but I just don't like being that guy
right,
who's holding
not,
up traffic.
But 90%
that, like,
of the time
no,
you're not going to be because
it's about 40% of the time.
He's
most
done
of
the
times.
Math, Kevin.
No, most of the time, it
okay,
is.
So it's
so
about
that's
40%
why
of the
yes.
time and
yeah.
most of the time.
And most, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like beans 50-50.
What if there's a left turn lane and you're not holding anybody up? Everybody behind you is also waiting to turn left.
Great question.
You mean like a signal?
Yeah.
Signals are fine. Listen, signals are fine, but signals aren't going to turn into the restaurant or whatever. But, you know, like, listen, there's a left-hand turn here to get into the station.
Right.
If the light's green, I'll take the left-hand turn. If it's not, I'll just go around. Do you turn? Turn right. Boom. Right. Boom. Not waiting. Efficient.
Did you have a bad experience in your youth making a left-hand turn?
Ooh, good question.
Not at all. Not at all. But, for instance, I was turning, you know, I was driving up Robertson, and this guy was making a left turn into the VA, you know, the VCA hospital, the pet hospital.
Okay.
Held traffic for 15 minutes because this jerk couldn't turn because of the traffic coming down Robertson. If he would have just went around and came up down Robertson, he could have made a right into it.
Right.
Boom! Avoids traffic.
Right. No,
everyone keeps moving.
I hear that you're saying that you're concerned about the traffic, but my point is that you don't ever check the traffic to see if there's anyone to hold up.
But I am never going to be that guy. I don't even need to hold up anybody because I just don't want to be that guy.
I hate to suggest that Dave has support, but Manuel in Culver City is calling on line one, and he thinks Dave's onto something.
Manuel?
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi. So Dave says it's more efficient.
It is. When we had that big gas spike a couple of years ago, they taught UPS drivers to only make right turns because you wait longer on the left turn lane. And it was wasting more gas for them.
So, in other words, it uses less gas to idle, or it uses less gas to drive three extra blocks than to idle for 5 minutes to turn left.
Yes, it does. And I don't know if you drive.
That's bogus, by the way. There's no way that's true.
Are you a UPS driver?
No, I have a friend who was.
I'm calling BS. There's no way that it uses less gas to sit and idle for what, for the most part, is a couple of, maybe a minute.
Well, you know what? Why don't you ask for UPS drivers to call? I'm telling you, that's what they were taught.
Okay. UPS uses a system called Orion, and that is, it maps out all right-hand turns, and it is more efficient.
Thank you, Manuel, for calling. Let's go to Long Beach. Let's talk to Carlos. He's on line four. Apparently, Mythbusters investigated this theory.
Hey, Carlos.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Well, Dave can't turn left.
Yeah, I know, and I saw this on Mythbusters. He's right. UPS does use this tactic, but they don't use it because of the traffic issue. They use it because of fuel. It's according to them, you'll use less fuel if you're idle at a red light, turning left. But they tested the theory, and it's such a small percentage that you're actually saving in fuel that it makes no difference. It actually is not more efficient.
Wait, small is still less, right?
I'm now confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Carlos is saying that what Dave is saying is technically accurate, but just by so little that it makes no difference.
But what I'm doing, I'm not doing it because of fuel.
Right, you're doing it because you're afraid to turn left.
No, I just don't want to be the jerk who's holding up traffic.
Let me ask you this, Dave. Thank you very much for the call, Carlos. I appreciate this. This just occurred to me.
Yeah.
There are people who would rather just keep moving because they're so frustrated by traffic that they don't ever want to be in a position where they're just sitting still. Even if they go 5 miles out of their way, they'd rather do that and drive than be in stop and go, for instance, traffic and sit. Are you one of those people? Could that be part of what's happening here?
You'd rather keep moving?
Yeah, just keep moving. Sort of. I mean, that's what Waze is for. You know, Waze keeps you moving rather than sitting.
What if Waze tells you to turn left? Then what do you do?
Well, depends. You, Waze.
It depends. If it's a left on a...
I'm going to make 17 rights. I'll show you it's more efficient.
If Waze tells me to turn left on a busy street, I'm like, hell no. I'll just turn right and go up, make another left into...
But I'm going to suggest that it's because you're afraid of turning left.
I'm not afraid of turning left.
I feel like you are.
Can we go to Riverside, please? Emily, she's up next on line one.
All right. Hi, Emily.
Dave, you're crazy.
Why?
Thank you for saying that so succinctly.
Totally that-ish crazy. So the fact that you, like, overthink this turning thing, like, first of all, why do you care about anyone that's driving behind you that maybe has to wait an extra 20 seconds for you to turn? Who cares?
Well, God forbid I, you know, don't cause traffic.
Well, I'm fine with him trying to keep traffic moving, but for the most part, that doesn't happen.
You're the problem.
I'm the type of person that I'll wait at a green light till it turns yellow, then I'll speed through it and leave everyone else.
Oh, boy.
That's how I roll.
Okay, well, she's on your side, Dave.
I thought Dave was the a-hole. Apparently, Emily is the a-hole.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's clear the lines. We need to open them. We have passes for Comic-Con.
What?
Yes, we do.
I thought no one was going to Comic-Con this year. I thought it was canceled.
No, it's just us.
Only
really?
You.
I thought it wasn't happening.
You, me, Allie, Ralph, Dave, Christine, anyone from K-Rock not going.
Oh, I see. Anybody else is welcome.
Listeners going.
I see. Yes, we do have tickets. A one-day pass for San Diego Comic-Con at the San Diego Convention Center, July 22nd through 24th. Call us right now, 1-800-520-1067. In general, you know what goes on at Comic-Con. If you're that kind of person, you've got a good chance to win this game. Call now. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
We're so excited about broadcasting from Comic-Con a week from Thursday.
It's down there. We'll be there
having guys.
Special guests.
I'll give you the lowdown
from the floor.
We'll
see what's new and everything out there.
It's going to be so fun.
I don't believe we're going to be there.
What?
What? They said we were going to be there for months. They said we're going to be there.
Yeah.
And then...
Looking at you, sales.
Not us this time, but we're going to give away passes, I think, this week.
So other people will go.
That's right.
So we get to give tickets to an event that we can't
be a part of.
Does that make us better people or no?
It makes me feel like crap. Yeah. I don't know about you.
Suckers. Yeah. One day pass for San Diego Comic-Con happening at the Convention Center July 22nd through 24th. Call now 1-800-520-1067. What's this game called, Ralph?
Secret Identity!
Comic-Con game!
Secret!
This is Secret
Identity!
Now! Identity!
This is Secret!
This is Secret.
Yeah, Secret.
Identity!
Secret. Oh, yeah!
The return of the oh yeah, too, by the way. All right, lines are packed.
Packed.
What do they need to know?
Packed. Here's the thing. Superheroes are awesome.
Right.
And the one thing, what do superheroes have in common? Almost all superheroes have in common.
A secret identity.
So what I'm going to do is, and to be fair, I'll give you your choice. You can pick a DC hero or a Marvel superhero. You let me know which you want. And I will give you a secret identity, and then you have to tell me the superhero that person is. So, for example, if I were to say Clark Kent, you would say
Superman.
There you go, Kevin. It's just that simple. Now, of course, in the comic book world, sometimes people take on more than one identity. So just this person I will give you
Superman
is best known for what superhero? That's the question we're asking. What's the secret identity?
Secret identity.
Wow. I'll give you the secret identity. You give me the superhero.
All right, let's go to Chad in Fountain Valley. Hi, Chad.
Hey.
Chad, DC or Marvel, sir?
Let's go with Marvel.
Marvel, okay. Your secret identity.
Secret identity.
How?
Dr. Henry Hank McCoy. Hank McCoy is what superhero?
Dr. Heckle.
No, I'm sorry. The Beast. Looking for the Beast from X-Men. Beast Hank McCoy.
Oh, there you go. X-Men, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. By the way, if you get it right, you do go into the drawing. One person at the end of the segment will win Comic-Con passes.
Yeah, you are not going, sir. You're much like us. You are not going.
So we have Comic-Con. Something in common with
exactly.
You.
Exactly. People who don't answer correctly will be just like us.
Let's go, Brian. Just big losers.
Right.
Let's go to Brian and Downey. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Hey, Brian. Your choice, DC or Marvel?
Let's go Marvel.
Let's go Marvel. Okay, the name is Matt Murdock. Better known
Daredevil.
As what superhero? Daredevil's correct, sir.
Nicely
well done.
That's how that's done.
You're hold in the on. Drawing. Hold on.
All right, let's go to Jody, who is calling us from Long Beach. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Hi, Jody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Your choice, DC Comics or Marvel Comics?
Oh, it doesn't matter, so I guess Marvel.
Okay, if it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because you don't know either, because you know both.
I'm going to screw up. It doesn't
okay.
matter.
Okay, oh, that's the Jody. Attitude, Jody.
Right. That's the female me right here, Jody.
Well, then you're in trouble. Here is your secret identity. Wanda Maximoff. Wanda Maximoff is what Marvel superhero?
Oh, Scarlet. Witch.
Yes!
What? Jody!
Scarlet Witch!
Well done!
From the Avengers.
How
well
did
done.
You get that?
Nicely done, Mom!
I guess.
Okay. She's, I don't know.
Because her mom told her, or she's a mom? Or,
I don't know if that was her talking as her kid.
Let's just move on.
The blind squirrel getting a nut there.
I feel like we need to go back and talk to
Jody. I don't know
anything
more about Jody.
All right, let's go to Caitlin in Azusa. Hi there.
Hi.
What do you think the last woman was referring to there at the end when she said, way to go, Mom? What do you think she was referring to the last caller?
I think she was talking to herself.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Or I'm thinking maybe a ghost.
Or that.
Okay.
Caitlin, would you like DC or Marvel?
I'm going DC.
DC. All right. Here is your secret identity.
Secret identity.
How?
Ray Palmer. Ray Palmer is what DC superhero?
Ray Palmer.
Best known as what superhero?
Shoot. Why do you have to give me such a hard one?
It's not that hard, really. This guy's been around for a long time. The Atom. We're looking for The Atom.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Aww. Sorry, Caitlin. Sorry. Thank you for playing anyway.
The Atom's been around for a long time.
Just yeah, plus he's on The Flash. Is Flash or Arrow? Which one?
It's actually
the
Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Right.
But he started off on Arrow.
Thank you. Juliana in Pasadena. Hi.
Hi there. Can I have Marvel, please?
Marvel, absolutely.
By the way, three ladies in a row calling for Comic-Con passes.
Yeah, so what do you say now, Bean?
I'm saying their boyfriends make them dial a phone.
Oh, you're the worst.
Lies.
Here you go. It's kind of an old school one, but you should be able to get it if you're a Marvel fan. Dr. Don Blake. Dr. Don Blake is the secret identity, famously, of what superhero?
gosh darn it. The only one I haven't been able to know right off the top of my head.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Don Blake. Thor. We're looking for Thor. The OG Thor.
He was a doctor?
Dr. Don Blake. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He was a crippled doctor who carried around a cane. And when he turned to Thor, the cane became the hammer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Cool story, huh? Let's move on.
Let's move on. Robert in Covina. Hi.
DC,
Robert. Okay. Carter Hall. Carter Hall is the secret identity.
Secret identity.
How? I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh.
Hawkman. We're looking for Hawkman. Carter Hall.
Man.
Yeah. Thanks for playing, but you're just like us, not going to Comic-Con.
So far, Brian and Jody are in the draw, and we got time to take a
way
couple more.
Way to go, Mom!
Hang on a second. I need to go
stop,
back.
Oh, stop, no, I just what are you doing?
Hey, Jody, when you say hang on, way to go, Mom.
Yes.
Are you talking to yourself as one of your children?
I was patting myself on the back. I'm old, and everyone thinks I'm uncool, and I remembered that movie.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Way to go, Mom.
Jason and Whittier, hi.
Happy you went, Kevin?
Nope.
Yeah.
Good choice. That was a mistake.
Once again, your instincts are unerring.
That was a mistake. That's
on strong.
Me. That's my bad.
Jason, would you like DC or Marvel?
Marvel, please.
Marvel. Wade Wilson is the secret identity.
Secret identity. How?
Deadpool.
Deadpool is correct, sir. Well done.
All right. One more.
All right. Let's go to Manny in Santa Ana. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Manny. DC or Marvel, sir?
Marvel.
Wow, we're living in a Marvel world, aren't we?
No kid.
Here's your secret identity.
Secret identity. How?
Ben Grimm. Ben Grimm.
The Thing.
The Thing is correct, sir. Well done. You're in the drawing.
All right. Manny, Jason, Jody, Jody's mom, and Brian are all in the drawing. Who's winning passes for Comic-Con at the San Diego Convention Center? Miss Allie McKay.
Brian.
Brian. Congratulations, Brian.
Yeah.
Enjoy Comic-Con, and thank you for playing the game.
We won't see you there.
Have a good time.
Look at you, Sales.
Yeah.
By the way, looking ahead this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, it's going to be a lot of fun. Billy Eichner is going to be on with us tomorrow. We got the Bachelorette Report with Ralph and Petros after a couple of weeks off. Allison Hannigan on the show later this week. John Leguizamo, Jim Rome, Rob Corddry, the star of Outland. Patrick Fugit is going to be here as well. A lot
Outcast.
Of stuff coming up. Outcast. I'm sorry. I always want to say that. But it's Outcast.
Okay.
I love that
show. Would you change what you want to say?
I need to do that. This weekend was UFC 200, which out of all the UFC cards, was there ever one that had more trouble than this one did?
Had more promise and then more trouble.
Yes, it did. Conor McGregor was supposed to be fighting. John Jones was supposed to be fighting. I think at one point maybe Ronda Rousey was even supposed to be on this bill originally. But anyway, everything changed, but it finally did happen Saturday night. And it is remarkable if you are just waking up and didn't hear, by the way, that yesterday they announced that UFC has been sold for $4 billion.
Remember when we talked to Dana White? About selling?
Well, because the rumors had sprung up a couple of months ago. Yes, I do remember that.
UFC is going to be sold for $4 billion, and we had Dana White, and he told us the following.
And the big one yesterday is some guy comes out, Darren Revelle, and says, we're selling the UFC for $4 billion.
Saw that.
I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning and all night last night dealing with
math?
This thing now.
Oh.
Now for the next 5 days, I'll be talking about the UFC selling. And then today, like, we heard the UFC, the Fertittas are selling the UFC and buying the Raiders.
I didn't hear the second part.
They own a casino company. They can't buy the Raiders. I mean, come on, you guys.
Well, I did a little bit of the math, though, just in case there was any truth to it. And if you own a 9% stake and they sell it for $4 billion, that's $360 million, Dana.
Do you think he's not aware of that?
If someone shows up with $4 billion to buy the UFC, you guys are invited to the party that I'm going to throw. Let me tell you what.
Now we're talking.
Nice.
So they sold for $4 billion.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. So it's going to be a party. Again, he and his partners bought it for $2 million 15 years ago. So I would say that's a pretty good investment.
Wait, is that how you do that? Because you bought Twitter,
right? I'd be going the opposite.
When it was $47,
this was the largest single deal in sports history. By the way, the UFC sale. So it'll take a few weeks for the paperwork to get through. But congratulations to Dana. So the fight was Saturday night. Kevin, I think I enjoyed it more than you did.
I didn't like it.
You sounded really disappointed in the UFC 200. And I was surprised by that because I thought most of the fights were about what you expected. Like, what did you expect out of Anderson Silva coming to that fight on 2 days' notice?
That is what I expected, but it was dull to watch because Daniel Cormier doesn't want to just stand there and trade punches because then he could get knocked out. So basically, he just smothered him. He just laid on him for 3 rounds. It's just totally dull. And the crowd was booing. And
the crowd was booing every time he got him on the ground. Right?
Even afterwards, like, he said, hey, I did what I have to do. And he did. He did the right thing. He won the fight, but it was dull. Mm-hmm. It wasn't dull to you to watch him on just for that... 4 minutes and 50 seconds of each of the three rounds?
To me, it looked like they were very close to making sweet love. I will tell you
okay,
that.
So that's what you were hoping for. So there was a little something there for you.
It was. Look, it's not the most exciting strategy in the world. It's like people who complain about defensive, you know, sporting events,
right.
Like soccer. You know what I mean? I get that it didn't have as much action as we would have preferred, but this was a placeholder. This whole fight was a placeholder.
What about Mark Hunt and Brock Lesnar? Have you ever seen anybody just walk around with less energy than Mark Hunt?
I was a little bit surprised. And I was also wondering why there aren't more Samoans in the UFC, because those guys are so big. And by the way, nice rack, as you pointed out.
Yeah.
And did you see
did
the point?
Have a nice rack.
It was impressive.
Yeah.
And I, at one point, called the T-Mobile Arena and tried to page his brother Mike, too, but they wouldn't
of
put
course,
my call through.
Like you do.
He didn't do great, but I loved seeing Brock Lesnar back in the octagon after 4.5 years. And I'm so confused as to what it means. Dave, you might know the answer to this. He wouldn't say anything about it on Saturday night. 4.5 years it's been since he fought a UFC fight. He's been over in the WWE. And the reason he was gone is because he had an irregular heartbeat. That's why he stopped fighting in the UFC, right?
Well, he had the heartbeat and that stomach virus that was very painful.
Yeah, and at the time they said he'll never fight again.
He'll never fight again.
Then how is he fighting again? They never spent 1 second on that Saturday night.
Did you see the fight? He wasn't really fighting because Mark Hunt was just walking around, falling on his own.
But how did he get medically cleared to fight, though? Like, is there some sort of medical breakthrough now where he doesn't have an irregular heartbeat? Why is that not still a danger?
They never said anything about it. He passed it. The one thing that is kind of fishy, though, was that he never had to take a USADA test.
What is that?
That's the, you know, the drug test that caught John Jones?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That test.
And that's because he was too new to signing to the UFC for this fight?
Again, I don't know. Yeah.
He got $2.5 million for Saturday night is what I heard, by the way, which is not a bad night's work. But he will not say whether he is now back.
How much did they pay Mark Hunt, honestly?
A lot.
I don't know the answer.
Because he just walked out there and took a dive.
He got punched in the face a lot.
He did.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to see Brock continue to fight in the UFC? Would you like to see him as a heavyweight contender?
Well, no, he's going back to the WWE. He's doing that on SummerSlam next week.
I know he's doing that. Yeah, yeah, but that doesn't mean he's excluded from doing this too.
I know Junior Dos Santos called him out, so I would like to see that.
I feel like he isn't allowed to be back in the UFC if he's still under contract with WWE. They just gave him this bye for this fight.
I wonder what's going to happen with him. I mean, I enjoyed watching him so much. He is huge, by the way. I want him to fight the mountain from Game of Thrones. That's the fight that I want to see. I thought it was hilarious. Kevin, I know you had one thing that was hilarious to you on the fight.
Yes.
My most hilarious moment for UFC 200 was, tell me you saw Frankie Edgar coming out and running
sprinting
to the octagon like he does and leaving all of his entourage behind.
Sprinting from the locker room to the ring, and everybody was trying desperately to keep up, but they were just losing ground with every step.
It was so funny because he's got his corner and he's got the security guys and everybody who's supposed to walk out with him, and he just looked like he was on fire the way he took off. And it was just so funny to see all these fat people behind him trying to run.
Now, that was a pretty decent fight, except for I feel like Jose Aldo didn't really fight. He was just sort of staying out of the way and trying not to lose.
And letting Frankie wear himself out.
Yes. Yeah, he fought the last 2 minutes of every round, and you heard his corner tell him, all right, give it everything you got the last 2 minutes, because he just didn't want to lose.
Yeah.
And
so that was a little disappointing, too, because Frankie Edgar's a great fighter. Jose Aldo's a great fighter. I thought that was going to be an amazing fight.
Yeah.
And it was good, but...
But Aldo took care of business, got the belt, and now he's waiting for Connor for the rematch.
Amanda Nunes impressed the hell out of me, by the way. She was great, I thought.
She's the fighter who fought Misha Tate.
That's right.
The cupcake.
She is the first openly gay UFC champion, by the way. And she was, and you said this off air, I think, Kevin, you've never seen a UFC fighter happier than Amanda Nunes was.
Yeah, it was sort of like, I guess you sort of, you see people and they know they're in a position to win the belt, and so it's not as big a surprise. But to her, it seemed like she could have never dreamt of anything this big. And mm-hmm. she was just walking around the ring, and she was talking about her grandma back home in Brazil and her family, and she's bringing the belt, and she can't believe how happy she was. That was really genuinely cool.
It was, and she sure is great in the first round. I mean, she is so dangerous in the opening minutes, and she certainly proved it. So this is the fourth champion to wear that belt in 1 year.
The last four fights.
Yeah, talk about topsy-turvy. All right, let's hear your moment now.
Nate Diaz. Joe Rogan takes Nate Diaz, and he's talking about Conor McGregor and his smack talk. And is it as effective after Conor McGregor has been beaten by Nate Diaz? And then Nate Diaz said all of this, and I challenge you to tell me what he was saying.
Yeah, there's not much to say anymore, you know, like the fight happened and what happened, and I hear him at the press conference after. I couldn't hear at the time, but I watched it, and he's taking his little pokes and little jabs and shit to say, but there ain't nothing to say, you know, like in the reality of it, in times of war, like, he ain't even alive, I own all this shit, and like, now this conversation wouldn't even be happening, the reality of it. So it's whatever. He can say what he wants. There's not to say. We're going to fight. We're going to go to war again. My boy Chris Avila, he's fighting his partner too. Now I got the team versus team. We're going to straight getting ready for war. So that's what it's about. And that's what's going to happen. Kill or be killed. And that's what we're coming for.
This is making insanely good sense to me.
That's real talk right there, man.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:55.
Ralph, you're going to stop by a 7-Eleven store today for your free small Slurpee?
Hells to the yeah.
Right? Why not?
You know what 7-Eleven day,
Ralph? Yeah.
Kale yeah, indeed.
7-Eleven, bitches.
I mean, free Slurpees, Kevin. Even you got to be on board with that.
I do love a Slurpee.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I love a Slurpee. I go.
Okay,
We don't need to see you licking just, one.
All right, I take the lid off. No I take the straw out. I like the
not
mound,
looking
the tip mound that you know not when looking. You as you pour it out, it rises uh-huh. up like a little mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just get my tongue and I go.
Okay. I'm sorry I brought it up. I apologize.
Frosty treat.
Wow. Hey, what's Mama Muggs think as we're at the All-Star break about her beloved Los Angeles Dodgers, the team she loves and hates with equal measure? We will talk to Beer Mugs Mon coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday.
Before I get to show business news, I just got two words to say to you. Ray Donovan!
So good.
Last night's show.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
Yeah. Come on, Ralph.
My head exploded. It's just, it keeps getting better.
Well,
and
every
better.
Week, every week this season has been the best episode ever.
Well, see, I beg to differ because early on the first week, I was like, oh, okay, they're going to make Ray like soft.
Get this
now.
Week stuff out of here.
Get this week stuff out of here. I said this will be an interesting character arc, but it won't mm-hmm. be the Ray Donovan I know and love.
Right.
And then the second week, I was like, oh, here's another thing where there's a buddy of his who needs his help, and he's going to intervene, and this is going to be the arc of the story for the rest of the season. So we're going to follow Hector the boxer and his life mm-hmm. and his sister and blah, blah, blah. And okay, that's interesting enough. And then, boom!
Abby in the kitchen, though.
Boom! Boom!
Brains everywhere. Oh, it's so good.
Now I'm like, oh, game is mother loving on now.
Yes.
It's a whole new step.
Can I hear the boom again, please?
Boom!
Allie, you got to pick Ray Donovan or Animal Kingdom. You can only have one. Which one's it going to be?
That's not fair.
Yeah.
At
F you.
All.
F you That's with that question.
Fair. I did
Ooh,
actually.
Murder a child. No, no, sir. We won't
right?
play your weird
yeah,
little
we will
twisted
not
games.
Murder a child. I thought last night, what if Ray Donovan is asked by the Pope brothers to help them out to
yeah.
clean something up. What
right.
a combo!
Crossover episode, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. The Cody brothers. Did I say Pope?
You did.
You said
Sorry.
The Pope
well,
brothers.
Pope Cody.
He's one of them.
Yes.
Pope John, Pope...
Nope. The Cody brothers.
Pope Paul. All the popes.
Name another.
Pope Charles.
Olivia Pope.
Probably.
Probably.
See, we're all
See,
in a good time.
Having
Everybody's having fun.
Fun.
Having
right,
fun.
Right till Bean jumps in.
So another reason I bring up the brilliant Ray Donovan program, which really is an exceptional television show. If you're not watching, just don't be dumb.
I'm so angry.
You know, I'm a big fan of the Paley Center for Media as well. Every year I talk about the Paley Fest, where they get some of your favorite TV shows, and they spend over a month just putting together these amazing evenings with the cast and creators of your favorite TV shows. Well, it's not limited to Paley Fest. They do really cool events throughout the year. If you're not a member of the Paley Center for Media, you really should join up, because you get some great opportunities to do and see some really cool things, including an event that's going to take place on Tuesday, July 26th, at the Paley Center's Beverly Hills location, which is a great museum there. It's called An Evening with Ray Donovan.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
Liev Schreiber, Paula Malcolmson, who plays his wife on that show. She has been brilliant this year. Our buddy Dash Mihok, who's been on the show a bunch of times. Pooch Hall. Karis Dorsey, who plays the 18-year-old daughter of the Donovans. Bridget's been awesome.
Oh. Olivia Pope.
I heard a minute ago. Stephen Bauer, Ari. How great is Ari?
Oh, so good. Everyone
My
needs
child
an Ari.
Will never even see a gun. No way. The Skrilla, yo. Get his Luke's dog out of here.
No, it's not.
There he is now.
That's him?
No.
Executive producers are David Hollander and Mark Gordon will be there. It's a conversation, an evening with. And I'm overjoyed. I could not be happier.
So, you had me at hello.
Right? I had you at hello. So listen, if you want to go to this thing, tickets will be available on Sunday, July 10th.
That was yesterday.
That was for for the members of the Paley Center. They went on sale. So if you remember, you probably got an email, you know about that. But tickets go on sale today. They're on sale right now, 9 a.m. No, not yet. In an hour.
What's happening with you?
9 a.m. I was looking at a different time here. I was confused. Monday, July 11th at 9 a.m. So in an hour, tickets will go on sale to the general public. If you'd like to attend the Paley Center's An Evening with Ray Donovan, tickets go on sale in 1 hour.
Now hiring both locations.
You can go to the website. You can go to Paley, P-A-L-E-Y, .me/Ray Donovan. And you can get all the information there. But just want to give you a heads up, because if you love the show like Allie and I do, then you certainly would like to attend.
I feel like we should host that.
You know what? I looked into it as I was reading this press release, and I said, well, maybe they don't have a moderator yet. Yes, they do. Moderated by a New York Magazine and a Vulture Hollywood editor, Stacey Wilson Hunt. Stacey Wilson Hunt will be moderating the conversation.
I'm sure he or she is fine, but it's not us.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, accidents happen, Stacey.
I don't think that's what you're saying at all.
What would Ray Donovan do?
You're right.
I'd open up the trunk.
Right, but that's,
I'd get out my baseball bat.
Head on
and
into
I'd
the
pay
sauna.
Stacey a little visit. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
That's a fictional TV
Let's
show,
have a conversation.
Though, Ralph.
Oh, is your door open? Bam! Bam!
How's your hand
now?
Last night?
How's your hand now, Stacey? How's your moderating hand?
Yeah.
Bam! Give me some answers.
Do you have a moderating hand?
Going to the soccer game. Now I'm heading over to the soccer game. You can't stop me.
He just went through the whole show.
I'm running a little late. Today's celebrity birthdays. Richie Sambora is 57 years old today. Comedian John Henson turns 49. Justin Chambers, the actor, is 46 years old. Lil Hem is 42 years old. And Alessia Cara is 20 years old today. She's got that smash hit song, Going to the Light.
Here. We found out it's called Here.
Going to the light here. Light here where I am.
I think it's just here.
Just here.
A sunny, sunny day. Here. In my home, I saw the light on the lost highway.
It's just the word here.
I'm confused.
Why do some people tune out?
I wonder why. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, don't forget, you can win 21 Pilots at your house. Talking about a home invasion with the band playing for you and your friends, plus a 2016 Honda Civic. It's so easy to enter, dude. Just pick up the brand new SoCal Hot Topic location near you. Pick up the new 2016 K-Rock Summer sticker and fill out the password on the back at krock.com. I mean, that's an amazing prize when you think about it.
A car
and a free show from one of the biggest bands in the world. Details at krock.com.
Time for Mama Mugs.
Woo! Mama Mugs. Mama Mugs. Mama Mugs. She's one badass Jew. Mama Mugs. Mama Mugs. Mama Mugs. She hates the Dodger blue. It's time for Mama Mugs. Give me some Mama Mugs.
L'chaim! She loves the Dodgers. I don't know what you're talking about. Beer Mug's actual mom joins us on the phone right now on the Kevin Amin Show. Hello, my dear. How are you?
Good morning to everybody.
And to you as well. Your son is here, too.
Yes.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Should we be calling you Grandma, by the way, or just Mom?
Oh, yes. The secret's out. I am a grandma, and I love it.
Congratulations.
Thank you very
much. As much as you love the Dodgers, or?
No.
So, Mama Mugs, we talked to you at the beginning of the season, and if I recall correctly, you were convinced that this season was going to be trash. Like, they weren't going to do anything. You had so many complaints about the starting lineup that they had this year. You were not happy at all with the changes they'd made in the offseason. How are you feeling now that we're halfway through the campaign?
Well, this is what I have to say. It sums it all up. Stick a fork in them, they're done.
What? How could you say that? They're 11 games over 500. They're in second place. I mean, it's a very competitive division, and they're very much in it.
6.5 games is very hard to make up.
But they have another 250 games to go.
Do you think the Giants are going to lose anytime soon?
I think they certainly could.
Look,
you
think so?
In a half a season, you can make up 6.5 games in 2 weeks. They've got 4 months to play.
The pitching the Dodgers have. The pitching is very weak, and the only reason they are where they are is because of the relief pitching.
Okay, so is that going to go away?
But they have it. They have relief pitching.
Don't they still have relief pitching in the second half?
Yes.
Okay, well.
How long can they stand up? They've been pitching so much.
But the other teams have been playing just as much. You're a terrible fan.
I know I am. But there are so many things that I would improve if I were the manager.
Okay. What's the biggest?
I would go out and insist that we get 2 new starting pitchers. Last year we had the opportunity to get 1 of 3 mm-hmm. or 2 of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we passed on it, and now Kershaw is injured. Who knows if he'll ever regain his form.
Good. It's a good positive outlook.
Greinke is gone, mm-hmm. which is the biggest hurt in my life right now.
Right.
Wow, bigger than Matt Kemp leaving?
Oh, much bigger than
really?
Matt Kemp.
Wow. Because that was awful for you.
Yes, but he only bats .258 around there. And Greinke is almost tied with Kershaw right now for wins. Hmm. We would be about 10 games more in the win column if we had Greinke.
But if we were 10 games more in the win column, you would still be very negative about the outlook.
Well, we would have to see about that.
But Mama Mugs, you know that starting pitchers are at a premium in Major League Baseball right now. It's very difficult to collect and keep pitchers. It just is for every team. I mean, everybody's going through the same struggle. You've got to develop your own players. You've got to get some young players in there and train them to be great, not just bring in the superstars over and over again.
The ironic thing is they had a good pitcher, but he's down in the minor leagues, and that's Julio Urias.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, well, he's 19, and they don't want to blow out his arm. But the fact is that Fernando Valenzuela started at 19.
Mama Mugs would like to blow out his arm.
Look, yeah. They're just being cautious. They want this guy to be around for a long time.
Well, look at Fernando Valenzuela. He's still around, and he's now a news a sportscaster.
Yeah,
right.
I think they treat the athletes a lot differently now than they did 30 years ago, Mama Mugs. I think we've learned a lot more about saving people's arms. I mean, there used to be a time where all the pitchers pitched complete games. I mean, the baseball is very different today.
Right? They've gotten soft, right, Mama Mugs?
Oh, jeez, Louisa, they soft.
Mom,
you know, someone scrapes their finger and they're on the DL for 14
Amen.
Days.
Here's
Amen.
The thing: for most people who are hardcore fans of any sports team, they're always optimistic. This is, you know what, that we still have half a season
right.
in second place.
It's still very competitive. We're not the Diamondbacks.
Right. We're in it. We're in second place. There's half a season. How could you not be a little bit positive?
Well, I'm still very negative or partially negative about the new manager, Dave Roberts. He just mm-hmm. doesn't have the magnetism or the drive to really get it done.
You seem to love everybody that leaves. Like, those are your favorite people.
But, Mom, how can you deny, and my mom and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, and
it's
this is no
good.
Exception. How do you deny the fact that it seems like Dave Roberts is doing, I think he's a good coach, and I think it's his first season as
the players
manager.
Love him.
The players love him, and he's always, you see him, he's always out on the steps rooting the players on, mm-hmm. cheering them on. He's great in his post-game press conferences. He's sure. always has great explanations.
So what is it that
what
you
is
don't
it?
Like about him?
Well, I think he's gotten a little better. At the beginning, first of all, he shouldn't be palsy-walsy with the players. He has to have a distance between him and the players. I think it's not good to be so happy with the players and them with him.
He does seem to always be hugging him or, like, hands on the hip.
Yeah, that's
it's a little
okay.
touchy-feely, right?
But yeah, that's okay.
Don't encourage her, Allie.
She's fine with that. Mama Muggs is fine with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right.
As long as there's some distance. You know, he's very cheery in the dugout, which is fine, but he doesn't approach it as a disciplined manager. That's my beef.
So he should be crankier and meaner to his players.
He should have a straight face sometimes.
Okay. All right.
You have more beefs than the average fan.
You really do. Not a lot you're happy with. I would be so happy if my team were in as good a shape as the Dodgers are in. They had they won 7 out of their last 10 games in the homestand before the All-Star break. Most of the players get a few days off here. Second half's going to be underway. They're going to be ready, tanned, rested to get after it. Come on, Mama Muggs, a little optimism.
Get on
They could still win this thing.
Yeah, no, tans will not get them in the win column. I mean, in San Francisco is 10 out of 10. And they have players down too, but they seem to be working.
Yeah. They have played 10 out of 10.
The Giants are good. The Giants are a very good team. The Dodgers can still win the division, though. And even if they don't, they can still get into the playoffs. And then we hit the reset button. Don't give up, Mama Muggs. That's all we're saying.
Well, I just think that they're going about it wrong.
Okay. All right. Well,
I could be the manager, and I could be
you
the general
could be the manager.
Manager.
Should be. Mm-hmm. You should be.
Would you touch their butts, Mom?
When I touch their butts, no, I don't think a girl touching the guy's butts would be fun.
Well, that's where we differ.
I would touch him on the shoulder.
You're incorrect there.
Yeah.
All right, Mama Muggs. Well, we love you. Thanks so much for coming on. I'm sure we'll talk to you as we get closer to the end of the season, okay?
Well, thank you for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The human Eeyore.
Mama Muggs, Mama, Mama, Mama Muggs, Mama, Mama, Mama Muggs. She hates the Dodger blue.
Congratulations to K-Rock listener Laura Bustass from Northridge.
I think it's like Bustas.
It's definitely not Bustass.
Laura Bustass.
Bustas.
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 What I think it's Bustass.
How do you spell it?
She qualified to tour with Blink-182, and she's our grand prize winner.
Wow.
What?
So she gets to go to Shoreline Amphitheater. She gets to go to San Diego. She gets to go to the Forum. She gets to go to the Santa Barbara Bowl. She does have to go to the Save Mart Center in Fresno, but then it keeps going, and there are better places. And she gets to tour with Blink-182. So Laura Bustass, congratulations.
That's a great prize.
Right?
Allie, she's going to bone Skiba before you get to him.
That is unfair and hurtful.
Why? All right. Welcome to the Kevin and Beecher here on a Monday. Here's the kind of job we have. We got an email from our friend Lightning. You guys remember Lightning, longtime K-Rock employee, former producer of the Kevin and Bean Show. Dear Kevin and Bean, I discovered that a friend of mine can pee 17 feet. Would you like to talk to him?
Well, yes, we would.
As a matter of fact, Lightning's friend Sean is on the phone right now. Hey, Sean, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
17 feet?
So, wait. Yeah. So it's peeing awesome. 17 feet, you're telling me that you're standing in one location and you pee and it ends up 17 feet away.
17 feet.
Define awesome.
It's a talent. I mean, what else could it be?
Is there an arc or is it a straight shot?
Oh, there's an arc.
Okay.
How does one learn that he can do this phenomenal thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was a competition in high school, and
then
I just kept fine-tuning my skills. I got a trainer, did what I could. The record for the world is 21.6.
Oh, I feel like that's within your reach, yes.
Yeah, you're close.
Is it something that you're still working on, Sean, and are getting a little bit better every year?
Oh, no, I had to take a little bit of time off just for...
Did you injure yourself?
To gather my thoughts.
You got hurt, didn't you?
Yeah.
You pulled the ball.
Does it start in a men's room, sword fighting? Is that how this whole thing begins?
Oh, I had to compensate for my 1.25 of fury.
Yeah, well.
Oh, okay.
Come up with length.
Okay, so when did you measure it? At what point did you say 17 feet is how far it goes?
I don't know. I think that we had a competition, and we actually marked it out and had legitimate testing.
That's unbelievable.
You think.
And how did Lightning see, this, or is this just something you told him about?
No, that guy's infatuated with weird things.
Yeah, well, we all are. Yeah, we all are. I mean, that's why we're talking to you.
Sean, have you ever met anyone who can pee further than you?
No. I've beat everybody that wanted to challenge me.
Wow.
How many people want to challenge you?
I've had about four people try to challenge me.
Really?
I mean, how does this come up in normal conversation?
Normally doesn't. If we're working at the shop and we're like, hey, Sean can do this, I just go for it, and then they try to do it.
Okay.
So far,
you're the reigning king, except for the record, which is 4 feet further.
I'm still impressed, by the way.
Hopefully we can beat it on air.
I mean, the fact that Sean is an amateur and he is within that distance of the world record, I'm impressed.
I'm not positive that we want to see you peeing on the air.
I'm not positive there's a world record. Is no one else questioning that?
Is there indeed a world record, sir?
There is. Okay. It's actually in the Guinness Book of World Records.
It is?
Really?
Wow. Okay.
I apologize.
All right. Well, listen, we're almost out of time. This may be, but probably not, another conversation for another day. But just before we say goodbye, is there anything that you can do to improve your distance? I mean, are there exercises you can do or special foods you can eat or any technique that you've developed that helps you?
I haven't dug in that deep.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to let you keep working on that, and we'll get back to you. Thank you for sharing your story with us, Sean. We appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All right.
Okay. Guy's proud, man. He should be.
He's going for the record.
That's impressive.
USA, right?
Absolutely, USA.
Let's take some calls from people who have tricks, stupid human tricks. We'll name this.
Oh, I like
that. Because no one ever thought of that before.
Yeah, why has that never been used before? That's a great name, Kevin.
Allie, what do you do with your eye? What?
I realized this as a young child. I was just rubbing my eye, and then all of a sudden, this squeak.
Is it both eyes?
It's just my left eye.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Please.
Okay. That's my eye.
What?
Yeah. Just rubbing my eye, that sound appears.
Do it again. Do it again.
That is crazy.
Right? It can't be good for me.
No. That's freaky.
Does everybody have a thing that they can do that's unusual, or no? Are we gonna be hard-pressed to find people who have
we'll
a
be
stupid
able to
human trick?
Find people, but I mean, I don't have any stupid human tricks.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
Okay, but I'm saying specifically. Like, my eye doesn't squeak, and sure. I can't pee 17 feet.
Right, but I would say, as a stupid human, you must have stupid human tricks, right? All right, you heard about Sean, you heard Allie, what she's able to do with her eye. What's the crazy thing you can do with your body, right? That's what we're talking about. Something that you can do with your body that none of your friends can do. That's what we want to hear about at 1-800-520-1067. This should be interesting and also a little bit gross. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock. What's the fun party trick you can do with your body? Talking about stupid human tricks on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. We just talked to a guy named Sean who can pee 17 feet. Allie can make this noise with her left eye.
A lot of people really upset, by
That's
the way.
Gross.
However, a guy named Chris tweeted he can also do it, but his is the right eye. And a man named Ross just tweeted me and said he can do the eye trick, but he takes it a step further into eye farting. So it's like the underarm farting, but with his eye. So that's impressive.
So maybe he could, like, play a song.
That's what I'm saying. Ross wins. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of farting, though, let's start with John. He's on line three to get us going. He's in Laverne, and I think he may have a skill.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi there. Human tricks. What can you do?
Right. So growing up, my uncle could always fart with his hands, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I tried and tried and tried and couldn't get it down. And finally, one day, I nailed it, and it was, like, the best day of my life. So I don't do it very often, but if I'm in, like, a crowded room around people that I haven't been in front of before, I'll do it and just kind of look around and see people try to figure out who was the one who farted. Or it's also really good in elevators. That's a fun one, too.
Now, are you driving right now, so you probably can't hand fart for us?
I am, but let me put my knee on the wheel.
Sure.
See if I can
this is good.
This is good.
What could go wrong?
Smart.
I don't know if you can hear it, but...
Yes, we can.
Enough.
It's faint. We get it.
It's there. We don't want you to get in an accident or anything.
But this is an excellent use of our powerful 5,000 watts, isn't it? All right, John. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Catherine in Corona. She's up next. She's on line two with her stupid human trick.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi.
Did you hear the last guy? Wasn't he great?
Dad, you know what's funny? My daughter can actually fart on command, like for real.
Wow.
Get her on
I
the know. Phone.
That's
I don't think we need that.
You know, we found out, Catherine, we were talking last year sometime about people who can and can't burp on command, and it's not something that everybody can do, so congratulations to your daughter.
It's not something I'm really proud of, but, you know.
I mean, you bragged about it. We didn't.
What can you do?
That's true.
All right, what can you do? What's your talent?
I have really long toes, so I can interweave them. Like how you fold your fingers, fold your hands, I can fold my toes.
No.
What?
Yeah.
How long are your toes?
They're not that long. I have like normal, I mean, not super huge feet or anything.
Which toes on which foot?
All of them.
All of them. All it's of like them when you like, clasp your hands together. It's like that,
yeah,
but with feet.
Like you clasp your hand together,
Right.
Your fingers together, you know, like when you're in church or whatever.
But well, your fingers are, you know, 5-6 inches long. Are your toes that long?
No, my toes are, I mean, they're like maybe.
Yeah, Catherine, I need video of this. Can you please send in video?
Yeah. At least photos. Yeah,
yes,
something.
I might be able to do that. I'm getting into work right now. So.
Do it.
Okay. All right. We want to see your monkey feet, but thank you for calling, Catherine. We appreciate it. All right. Let's try Priscilla, Long Beach Line 5, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Priscilla.
Hi, good morning.
What's your big talent?
All right, so my funky little talent is I can stick quarters in my nostrils.
You can stick quarters in your nostrils.
Like a big nostril.
Yeah, I was always made fun of as a kid for having such a big nose. So one day I was curious, and I was like, well, all right, how big are they? So I kind of experimented with marble, didn't work, and somehow got my hands on a quarter, and ta-da!
You are Miss Sticking Quarters in My Nostril 2016.
Ta-da!
That's very impressive.
It worked for me in college. It was my party trick. So
I like it. Who's the? Why am I blanking on his name? Who's the Breakfast Club actor with the huge
Judd Nelson?
Judd Nelson.
Yes.
Are they Judd Nelson big, Priscilla? Is that what we're talking about here?
He might be able to stick more than a quarter in his nose, but yeah, pretty close.
Okay. All right. Very impressive. Thank you for the call. All right, let's try Downey, line 6, please. This is going to be Leroy up next.
Hey, Leroy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
We have a lot of very talented listeners out there, you guys.
So yeah, I have a very high pain tolerance.
Okay.
And I use that to strip down to my underwear, pour 5,000 thumbtacks on the ground, and dive into them multiple times.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
Why?
It gets a great reaction out of the crowd, and it's easier than being funny.
That isn't good for you.
So you jump onto a bunch of thumbtacks, and they don't hurt when they stick into your skin?
No, not really. Middle ground with pain. I don't enjoy it, but it doesn't really bother me so much as well.
Pain doesn't bother you. Pain don't hurt. When
pain
you go
don't
that
hurt
far.
Is what I've heard.
Pain don't hurt.
Exactly. All right. Interesting, Leroy. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Pasadena, line 3. This is going to be Jimmy.
All right. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up? I can play the flute or like a bird call with my hands put together.
I think most guys can play the flute with their hands.
Play the flute? No, that's a euphemism, Allie. Oh, you're confused.
Sorry.
We're talking about something else here.
Let me put on speakerphone. Let me put it down.
Okay.
Okay.
On the wheel right here.
Good luck. This should be great Hall of Fame radio.
Whoa!
Hello?
Yeah.
That was with your hands?
You were blowing into your hands, though, right?
Yes. I put my hands a certain way. I cup it a certain way. Like, I blow into my thumbs, and then it comes out like another hole.
Jimmy, that's beautiful.
It's a lot of holes.
That was a beautiful, beautiful sound. Can I hear it again?
All right.
Can you play a song?
Hello?
That's really nice.
Why does he keep saying hello?
Well, he's just wondering if we're still here.
Another one that's like super loud. It's like a loud whistle. I do it at like Dodger games. Hold on.
Sure, why the hell not?
Yeah, this will sound good. Hello?
That one's like a... What? Did you hear that?
Hello? All right, Kevin and Bean listener Leroy that we talked to, guy who does a party trick where he throws himself on thumbtacks, sent us a video of him last year performing the act on America's Got Talent. I'm watching it right now. He's just littering the stage with thumbtacks and just jumping up and down, banging his head up against it, front side, back side, nothing but thumbtacks stuck in his body.
That sounds terrible.
That's his talent.
Why wouldn't he bring up that he did it on the...
I just threw up an X.
Sorry. Oh, no.
Why wouldn't he bring that up? We asked why he did it. He didn't even say that.
I don't know, but it's very impressive. I will tell you
no,
that.
No, it's not.
Even more impressive, being
impressive.
Yeah.
Listener Stefan, he can make music three ways with his hands and mouth and did it on Jeopardy and sent the video. One of our listeners was on Jeopardy. He is my hero. That's huge. I love Jeopardy so much.
I was an answer on Jeopardy.
I know. That's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, so I'm better than
okay.
that.
Okay.
Agreed.
Well. I rule.
Okay. Agreed. Ralph right. rules. That guy rules.
Really? Is that? Okay.
No, Ralph?
I rule the pools. And
you don't want me on
beaches.
Your side?
Time for the show. Throwing some thumbtacks is dumb, though. It's dumb.
Well, I mean, it's... If I stab myself with a meat fork over and over again, that isn't awesome. It just means I can... do bad things to myself.
You don't think it's a talent?
No! How is that a talent?
Well, he's on America's Got Talent. That's why I'm asking.
No!
Did he win America's Got Talent?
It looks like he... I still have the video up right now. Howard voted yes, but it looks like he did not get to go through to the next round.
Right, because everyone else said, that's not a talent. That's just a guy throwing himself on thumbtacks.
Also, like, what else? He's going to do that for an hour and a half?
Is that the show in Vegas you're going to want to see?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, let's catch an early dinner, and then we'll gamble a little bit. But I don't want to miss guy throwing himself on thumbtacks at the Luxor.
I appreciate Leroy. I appreciate that he listens, and I appreciate that he calls.
Oh,
no,
come on. Oh, he throws on one thumbtack too many, and
no.
It goes right into his
no.
temple, right past that soft spot in his skull, and just pierces his brain.
I don't think
that. Please keep
necessary.
Living, Leroy.
Stay alive, Leroy, no matter what.
Get a thumbtack about the size of... I don't know, a bar stool, and fall on that one.
Why do you hate people with talent?
It's not talent!
Don't listen to the bad man, Leroy. You keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
Speaking of stabbings, did you see the video out of Poland of the Polish morning show?
No.
That had a magician on? A magician who goes off showing his trick. His magic trick, where he puts like a six-penny nail in through a piece of wood so it's standing straight up.
Right.
And he puts that inside a paper bag.
Okay.
And he's got three other paper bags that are empty. And he crumples them up because they're sealed at top. And then he does like a follow the like a shell game kind of thing where he's moving the bags around.
So there's only one with the nail.
There's only one with the nail. It's like, ooh, which one is it, you know? And so he takes his hand and goes, boom, and he goes on the paper bag and the paper bag collapses. It's not in there,
okay.
Right? So he takes that one away. He's like, okay, now you, female host of the show, I want you to slap your hand down on one of these bags too. And so she's like, oh, I'm nervous. He goes, oh, don't worry, it's magic. And she goes... Bam! And
no.
The nail goes right through her
head.
Oh! Oh, no! This is a colossal disaster.
The magician effed up the trick.
Oh, no.
And on live television, this woman's going, ah! Just screaming in agony as the nail is through her palm.
That seems bad.
Do you think?
That is not good.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's video of that.
Yeah, it's pretty magical.
Bean, what was that group that used to tour and do all this kind of stuff? They would swallow stuff and
Jim
bring it back.
Jim Rose Circus Sideshow.
Yes. They came into the studio. They said, you put an apple in your mouth and we're going to carve a K in it with a chainsaw. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm scared, but I'll do it. And
right.
I did it and he carved it.
Because you're dumb.
Because I'm an idiot.
Right.
And then afterwards he said, honestly, he told us before, I've asked all Radio Jose, I always ask him the same thing to do it. So I thought everybody did it. He's like, you're the only one that did it. I'm like, really? Why don't you say that ahead
dumb.
Of time? I'm an idiot.
Yes.
That's my talent.
It just takes one mistake.
Yeah,
that's your talent. One slip. One guy, he comes over a little hungover one morning.
Yeah.
You're the Joker.
Yeah. Chainsaw. That it was, you know, it was an inch and a half from my face.
Well,
yeah.
I assume so. If you had an apple in your mouth, I have the mental picture.
You know how big an apple is?
I have a mental picture in my mind.
I'll print one out for you.
No, I don't really need it. I know exactly how far the chainsaw was from your face.
You would say no.
I think it was a foot away, because I know an apple is not a foot wide.
Right.
Today, you would say no.
No, he wouldn't. Of course, he'd say yes.
I thought, and I don't know, Bean, if you remember this, but I thought he said everyone did it.
Mm-hmm.
And that killed me, of course. And I was like, all right, I'll do it.
Right,
I can do stuff everybody else can do.
He can't resist peer pressure, that's for sure.
And then he said, no one has ever done it.
Anyway, not talent. You know what? Who does have talent? And here's the thing. You know, this has been such an awful
couple weeks with the fatal shootings of those black men in Minnesota and Louisiana. And, of course, the reaction. There was the protest in Dallas, that peaceful protest that ended up in those horrible murders of the policemen there in Dallas. It's just been an awful, awful time.
It has.
In I think in times of great national crisis, we always turn, we like to turn to our artists to get some sort of inspiration or some sort of perspective or find out what's going on. And most of America has just been saying, why has Chewbacca Mom been silent? Why haven't we heard from Chewbacca Mom in this time of national crisis?
This is the woman that got the Chewbacca mask?
That's right. She put it on and went, this is the mask! And she's now...
People are asking her...
Now, she's a national treasure. Well, no, actually, no one's asking her. But she seems to think that we've been waiting for her take on this.
Oh.
So she has covered a Michael Jackson song.
What?
Called Heal the World, that she has released so that we can all feel better in this time of national crisis. And she says in the intro to the song, we've all been wondering, where has she been? Why hasn't she been speaking out about this? Because she is, you know, one of our leaders. She's one of our spiritual leaders.
No.
That's just sad.
But here's the intro. Listen.
I found myself the last couple of days being silent because I've been so sad and so hurt by what's going on. And I wanted to just share with you my own arrangement of a song that I came across that has really meant something amazing to me. Okay. And so you're going to have to bear with me because I don't play piano as my first instrument.
Not a good.
And I'm very nervous to just share this with you because it's so vulnerable. Mm-hmm. But I felt like somebody needs to sing these lyrics again.
Yes.
And sing them over our world.
Thank you. Thank you, finally, Chewbacca Mom, for stepping up and singing those lyrics over our world. We've been saying, where is she? Where is she going to come and show up? And please, piano's not her first instrument. Of course, we know her primarily as a violinist.
Mm-hmm.
But here she is, finally, giving us a little Michael Jackson, Heal the World. Here you go.
Heal the world. Make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race.
There you go.
She has a lovely voice, A.
She does.
And B, it's just for her Facebook friends. She was just inspiring them.
No,
Ralph,
she was singing it over the world.
That's true. She said that.
I hear what you're saying.
I don't think you hear what I'm saying.
Did you hear what she said?
I blame you. Because now she thinks she's somebody because of you.
That's why. No, here's the thing.
That wasn't as terrible as I thought.
She's got a lovely voice. But the point is, she's saying, well, I've been silent. You know, I haven't.
No,
I know you've been waiting to hear from me, but here it is.
She's on Facebook. She's on Facebook a lot. And she's a woman of God, and she just wanted to reach people through song.
Woman of Satan.
Did you guys see her a couple of weeks ago singing the national anthem at a Houston Astros baseball game?
No.
Oh, yeah. And she did very, very well, and the crowd seemed to love her. So she now is a celebrity, apparently.
She's somebody, Allie. Nice work.
Heal the world. Make it a better place.
Did you see her at the Country Music Awards sitting in the crowd with the mask on?
Yeah.
No, that happened?
Oh, yeah. She was a special guest.
I love it.
Get this weak stuff out of here.
Right. Get this weak stuff out of here. I want to hear... Where's the Thumbtack guy? Where's his song?
Right.
I want a little inspirational song from Thumbtack guy. Is that her? Is that her making that Chewbacca noise?
It's the mask.
That's the
crazy thing. It's the mask.
Oh, it's the mask. Wow, she's talented, too. She can put a mask on. What's happening?
Ralph, why do you hate Joy?
What's happening to the world, Kevin? We're coming apart.
Rough times, but she's here to help us through it.
Well, yes, she is.
I'm gonna be doing my own song in a little bit.
I can't wait for that.
F the world. It's my new track. I hope you'll all download it. Today's celebrity birthdays. Richie Sambora is 57 years old today. Comedian John Henson turns 49. Justin Chambers turns 46. Lil' Kim celebrates her 42nd birthday. And Alicia Cara with her new song, Here.
I'll be over here.
Yeah. Boy, what am I doing here? Yeah.
She needs you to rap on
that. I don't want to be here. She's an Italian girl from Canada, by the way. Just want you to know. She's an Italian girl from Canada.
Okay.
I'm in this party. What am I doing here? Stop it. Just stop it. Come on. She's from, like, Brampton. She's not from Compton. What's happening? What's happening? Someone explain to me what's happening.
But everything is making you angry.
We have a rigged system, folks.
It's a rigged system. That's my complaint. Oh, I can't wait to make America great again.
I like mosquitoes.
Well, who does? I'll be over here.
Get his weak stuff out of here.
I'm with you, Maz. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 941.
What is your level of excitement, Kevin? You're Mr. Olympics.
Yeah.
When you see,
I am Mr. Olympics. I'm known as that.
Well, you've often said
you were
that
Mr. Olympics 2014, right?
Yeah,
wasn't
that's correct.
When you
thank
got
you.
When you got the coveted the mirror ball trophy?
You've often said since you were a little kid, you look forward to and love watching, particularly the Summer Olympics on TV. When you see, as we have been so much lately, all the promos and things that are happening on NBC, are you excited about it?
Sort
of. Begrudgingly, like, well, I guess I'll watch.
No, I like the Olympics.
You're into it.
Yeah, I like it. You forgot the part of the story where I was sitting by myself and every member of my family would walk into the room and I would say, hey, do you want to watch the Olympics? And they would go, nope. And they would just keep right on walking.
It's the most pointless event in television.
Really? I don't know. I like it. But
I can't avoid it more than I do.
Why do you hate it, Ralph?
Because it's just...
Because you just don't care about any of those sports.
Right. And no one does, by the way. No one does, except every 4 years when they make it... completely manufactured patriotism was built into it. But it's like, water polo, whoa, USA! Okay, when was the last time you went to a big water polo match there, sport? Well, never, but it's USA!
So if we really cared about watching people throw javelins, we would do that throughout the year.
Goddamn right.
I see. All right. Hey, it's 9:42 Monday morning, time for our final look at the showbiz beat here on the Kevin Beach Show. What's going on?
Just beat those Ruskies! That's all I care about. Go hammer throw! What's the point, Kevin?
Really? I don't know, but I like it.
That should be on your tombstone.
I don't know what the point is, but I like it.
I don't know, but I like it. Let me give you something, people. All right?
All right.
You are all going to die tonight.
Damn right. Have you seen the trailer for Lights Out?
Yes.
Holy crap.
That looks so scary.
It looks terrifying. New horror film from... Teresa Palmer's in it, Maria Bello, who I love, also in it. It's just terrifying. And if you want to go be scared, then we're going to give you a chance to win passes to the premiere of Lights Out, happening at the TCL Chinese Theater on July 19th.
You're always afraid of the dark. You
That's
should
the one
be.
In the commercial be. Where
yes.
she's flipping the light
yes.
off. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That is terrifying.
Yes.
I screamed at the commercial.
Yes.
So good.
Lights Out. The premiere at the Chinese Theater. It's July 19th. If you'd like to go, give us a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through with that particular phone number will win a pair of passes to the premiere. And if you don't win, you can see it in theaters everywhere on July 22nd.
Yum, yum. Give me some of that.
It is Monday, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. By the way, I think I neglected to do this list maybe in the last show, Bisbee. And I got a very angry tweet from someone.
Really?
Hey, where's the top 10 movies? Wow.
Well, it's not possible to find that anywhere on the internet.
No,
so.
I'm the keeper
That's
of
right.
the list, and I apologize if I'm not here to disseminate that information. So,
was it Brian Lynch?
It wasn't, but it should have been. My buddy Brian Lynch wrote Secret Life of Pets.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And the Minions movie. So,
wow.
He won't talk to me anymore. He's like Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, who wrote Deadpool.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends who write films.
You
and
said friends. You meant former friends.
Suddenly, the numbers have been changed, and there's no longer a way to contact them. But congratulations to Brian on The Secret Life of Pets, which did fairly well in its opening weekend. It made, let me see here if I get this number right, $103 million.
It's huge.
All right. At the box office. And the best part, all the animated pets in the movie have buttholes.
How is that something that...
How often do you see animated animal buttholes?
Not often.
Right?
You're right. Yeah.
It takes you right out of the movie because you're like, oh, well, this is not real. This is BS. Where's the
doesn't
butthole?
Take you out.
Where's that dog's butthole, you're saying to yourself as you're watching.
I've never said that one time.
But in this film, the dogs turn around, and when they lift their tails, hey, look, butthole.
Going for the butt.
I remember what? There was quite a controversy, Ralph, with the Jurassic Park movies.
Yes.
That there were no dinosaur butts.
No dinosaur sphincters. So this is...
Who are the butthole police that are out there calling fouls on?
No, Kevin Smith has always been very upset about the lack
really?
Of dinosaur sphincter in the Jurassic Park films. He's made a point several times to mention that during Hollywood Babylon.
I feel like that's one of those things that you never think about until it's mentioned. Mm-hmm. And now from this point on, everybody that heard this will only look for that.
The butthole really is the unicorn of filmdom. Because you rarely see one in a feature film from a live actor, let alone an animated actor. Like Baloo the Bear in Jungle Book, there's no butthole there. But in this film, every animal is anatomically correct.
Right. Well, that's impressive. That's good news.
So keep an eye out,
I guess.
Keep a brown eye.
No! No!
Keep a brown eye out for that when you go to see this film.
Come on.
Check it out.
Ralph.
Bets will be winking at you.
Is it butt stuff?
$103 million, largely because of the buttholes.
I'm sure that was it.
Finding Dory, which, to the best of my knowledge, no buttholes, only $20 million this weekend. So America has spoken.
Okay.
The Legend of Tarzan, third at the box office. Mike
Butthole.
And David need wedding dates, $16.6 million in its debut. The Purge Election Day was number five. Then Central Intelligence, Independence Day Resurgence, the BFG. Shallows and Sultan rounding out your top 10 movies at the box office. If you're confused, as we were, about Sultan, it apparently is an Indian film about a wrestler who goes by the name Sultan. It's his wrestling name.
Okay.
Have I clarified that significantly? Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth headed for the altar.
Still a thing.
Still a thing. They're back together. Word is, though, Miley's nervous about the upcoming nuptials. She's not a comfortable bride-to-be. Getting really antsy because she fears that she's going to have to settle down if she marries Liam Hemsworth, and she's not sure if she's ready to give up her twerking, tongue sticking out, flaming lips, glitter, milk ways.
I can't imagine all of that will change, or why would they get married?
Maybe Liam Hemsworth doesn't want to put up with her BS when she's... Ah, look at me. I'm so high. Right, nipples.
So maybe they don't get married.
Doesn't want to live that life. And who can blame him there, right? And this Roger Ailes story. Head of Fox, of course. Former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson has filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against Ailes. And as is often the case, when someone does that, it seems like the floodgates open. And now, six more women have come forward and accused Roger Ailes of sexual harassment in New York Magazine. There was a Republican National Committee field advisor named Kelly Boyle who met Roger Ailes through her husband. And when they were alone in a car ride to a friend's house, Roger allegedly told her, you know, if you want to play with the big boys, you have to lay with the big boys. That's how it works.
That is
really?
Catchy.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
Classy, too.
It is. He said, you might have to give a BJ every once in a while if you want to make it in this business, he said to her.
I can't disagree.
You're the worst.
Yeah, and there's story after story of being asked to meet in his apartment. Even back when he was a producer, he used to produce a TV talk show back in the 60s and 70s called The Mike Douglas Show. Mm-hmm. And women say they would come in and he would ask actresses who were coming in to do a sketch on the show, whatever, to lift up their skirts and strike different poses. It's just story after story.
How does this go on for decades without...
Because women, Kevin, are pressured to do this stuff if they want to succeed.
And they have to be silent about it.
In show business, sometimes these requests are made. They don't have to, you know, respond to them, but it becomes the nature of the beast, and they just go through this. And they sometimes fear if they speak out, that will hurt their chances to.
And that happened to one of the women that came forward. She spoke out, and he said, "Oh, you're not going to work again." And then she went to a audition, and they were like, oh, we don't have time. Mm. So she never worked in the industry again.
Mm. That's ugly.
So we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Bon Jovi guitarist Richie Sambora is 57 years old today. Oh, by the way, speaking of guitars, I do want to mention, someone's asked me about it. We have no further news yet on Joe Perry from Aerosmith, who did collapse on stage last night in Brooklyn, New York. He did have cardiac arrest, according to the reports, as he staggered off the stage and then collapsed. And he was taken to the Coney Island Hospital, where he is still in critical but stable condition. But there has been, at least I couldn't find any new news. So just want to give you an update. John Henson, 49 years old today. Justin Chambers turns 46. Rapper Lil' Kim is 42. And Alicia Cara celebrates her 20th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to the commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning is an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got the Bachelorette Report.
Yeah, you
finally.
Do.
We've got Billy Eichner on the program, and one of the original Ghostbusters, Dan Aykroyd, joins us tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.